following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a love. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my gosh. What happened? There's things going on in the studio. We're trying to figure stuff out. I don't know. Hang on. Hi, everybody. We are live. I just made an interesting...
This is my job. I don't even know where to look.
I forgot to turn those up. I had to turn a bunch of stuff down for audio levels the other day, so a little lighter. Oh, there's a little bit better for me. Hi, everybody. Welcome. If you are... Hi, Drew is in the chat room. If you are just joining us, you are witness to the first live broadcast. Just over to the live stream. There's a lot going on right now. I'm watching the broadcast on here because I had to see what we were doing. Things going. Record the show. I didn't know this. We can't record the show and stream live at the same time. So that will be a new technical thing we have to figure out.
I don't think we're on.
Oh, wait. There you are.
Right. Check.
Can you hear me now?
Not that anyone needs a microphone.
I think I lost the dot on my mic. I forgot where like the hot.
Well, pull the little sock down a little bit, and you'll see where the name is.
Oh.
Hey.
I'm showing a little calf.
Today. Oh, not a caftan. That's totally different.
Exactly.
Totally.
The caftan's next week if I keep eating cheese like this. What the fuck? It
didn't. Didn't survive the trip.
I brought cheese. We're okay.
For those of you playing along at home, thank you so much for doing so. This is show 235 in the.
The room's about to go down.
Here we go. Kat's going to plug in her phone.
Taking
down the whole goddamn house. By the way, we are to be compliant. Tonight, we have chosen to make our studio a compliant 66 degrees, which puts us a degree under what the RNC cannot be higher than.
These are the matters of state.
These are what's making the world go round these days. So we are, Look at that. It says right there, 66 and a half degrees. So we are.
Marco Rubio sweats. Like this is, we're calling, this will forever be known as the Marco Rubio roll.
Oh.
Because what they were kind enough to not show, I think it was on the CNN debate.
Mm-hmm.
Word up. Did I say CNN? But it's CNN or Fox. One of them.
It's not made up. It's just the wrong network.
What they weren't showing you is that whenever they would cut to someone else, they were kind enough to not show the other, so they could get interactions.
So they couldn't see the crew mopping people up?
Oh, no. But Marco Rubio, just seriously, flop sweat.
Like, was he Nixoning?
Cleaned up that quick and like looked like nothing was happening. I was shocked by the sideways angle.
That's some good gaze.
I didn't realize. Yeah, there's somebody, right.
There's some good gaze on that set.
We're not going to give
him up.
It was him the time during the course of that show. It was seriously fucking nuts.
That a girl.
That's funny stuff right there. Aaron. Sick. Yeah, I know, Joe, that's kind of odd. We can't stream and record locally, but you can do, I can record it on YouTube. I just then would have to figure out how we can edit it. People have to suffer through indefinitely. So
we'll probably figure that
we'll
out.
We'll figure it all out. But this is our very first.
In perpetuity.
Okay.
I thought I'd throw a good big word at you.
I like perpetuity.
You see it, you take it, you move on.
Yeah.
Oh, look at wow.
Grab that bull by the horns and
si se puente.
Ride it to perpetuity. Twice and nothing work.
No, I don't see how you're going to do it.
There's no N in si se puente.
Now, I'm waiting. For those of you who watched any of the pre-show and were trying to figure out what in the fuck Kat and I were doing, it was just like 6 minutes.
Nothing like that.
That I had an extra 50-inch flat-screen television in the house.
On a cart.
On a cart. So... I wanted
so put it in my way. What a grand idea.
No, but
I program still channels.
I'm telling you, like
channels.
A half a cup of coffee less than what you're currently running at is probably
no, because then
the
we
bridge
would,
too far.
We would, no, because then we wouldn't be done with it.
3 seconds between how fast you're talking.
Aren't we halfway done? No, but the thought was...
It was like 90 minutes.
The thought was I didn't pre-plan the fact. I was so worried about the action that we wanted coverage. We wanted to be able to see stuff. So now that we've already learned that Kentucky has gone Republican with their governor, elected officials. So.
Wasn't the headline, though, that yesterday Kentucky had a Democratic governor?
Yes, yeah. Well, at all. That was what we were being fed yesterday.
I feel like in the news, Kentucky is chock full of Democrats. Wasn't our friend Kim a Democrat, too? Of the day.
I think that they're still in that weird, like, they didn't catch up with the 60s yet, and my apologies to people listening from Kentucky of, like, Democrats and Republicans haven't made a big switch
yet. I was just
yet.
Thinking that.
But if I'm not mistaken, the meme that was posted yesterday, Kentucky Democratic governor got on board with Obamacare, the amount of people that were insured had dropped, yet all these good things, mm-hmm. which is why they thought they would stay Democratic, and then it showed, like, Tennessee lambasted Obamacare all the way, and then actually, you know, the uninsured numbers went up in the state. They were just comparing the two. That's why I think a lot of people thought, or at least I did, thought that the Democrats, hey, everybody's got health care.
But I mean, we're in an off year of an off year. Like, it's, you know, when everyone's saying the election's a year away, the election's a year away, it's hard to figure out, wait, there's an election.
I did. I voted today. And really, it, here was what my little soapbox was about this today. This was pre-coffee, by the way, my voting. In my district, it was a think that voting matters. It does.
Voting
regardless.
Matters.
I don't care if it's dog catcher.
Especially dog catcher.
Dog catcher affects you more.
The only thing that was in my district that there was on the ballot at a school measure for funding. That was it. That was all there was.
That's most of what was on the ballot in this entire state. There
but
wasn't
still,
a whole lot.
It's worth going.
Offices up.
For those of you that don't think that it's important to vote, you should still go, because when it comes around and you want to bitch about it, that it did or didn't get passed, whichever way, you got no dog in the fight.
Right. And I have to confess something truly, truly tragic. I don't remember what the hell was on it. Well, like, what did we vote on?
I'm pretty sure it was just
was it Union High
funding
School
funding continuation.
Unions, right? That was.
Oh,
it.
Okay. Because I'm like, I can't remember. Like, I feel like it was all school related.
It was,
and I really didn't have a docent to walk me through the museum, so I didn't really know. Like,
you want
anything that sounded like more money for schools? I said yes. One of those things that today when I woke up, I'm like, no, I know I saw that sent that damn thing in, but what am I going to watch the TV for? Like,
and actually, interestingly enough, the votes that we did for it was not more funding for schools. It was just approving the continuation of prior plans.
Oh, like, I got
they come up every couple of years that you have to say yes. This money that's already been set aside, and most of it was from land trusts and bonds.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, and it's just continuing it. So it's actually really a shame when they don't pass.
Right.
Because then it's actually...
Ernie's listening. I'm sure she can tell us how horrible that is.
Right.
Yeah. Considering the pittance that she makes also has to go back to, like, supporting and feeding the children that she teaches.
That, like, she teaches, which is ridiculous.
And, like, going to war over that just surprises me on a minute-by-minute basis. Like, you send your kids, these kids that you won't let have a second-row seat or a shittiest education going.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
well,
you're okay to sending them to, you know.
And it seems that part of the reason that a lot of these people don't want to have the edge of the shit out, because then they'll find out that the wizard isn't real.
Exactly.
Behind the curtain.
It does have that. It does kind of have that feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the parents that just absolutely nothing.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Here's an iPad kid. Good luck.
Oh. Yes. So anywho, I'm still waiting for that to finish. There's a lot. I was so concerned.
We're very busy.
My house was built in 1947. So these are the electrical standards of a house built when nobody had anything but an electric blanket and a nightlight. That was all they had.
Queen of England
was
living here?
Wealthy, yes. So in this house, because I have currently 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 13 floodlights. I mean, we got a lot going on
in
this room.
And a TV on in the other room, just to put you under the bus there, Al Gore.
different circuit. So before I plug the joke about her plugging her phone in is, I was going to plug that TV for the election results into a circuit in here, and we opted not to.
Yeah.
So it's I fed it from the...
And the exit is clearly marked.
Well, hers isn't obtainable at all.
Wait, do we have an emergency
she
exit?
She has to go through the planet Earth.
Can we put
an
emergency...
She's got something up there. I was like, you should really get on that.
It doesn't actually appear.
I was like, well, there's a...
At this point, if Kat leaves and jumps out the window, she's going to be in the winter wonderland.
You know, it looks like it's the same temperature outside as it is in this room.
Well, these are the RNC conditioner as we get raped by the fire.
Oh.
Ooh, it's a Cosby song.
Oh, okay. Let me that drink was, more wine.
Excuse me.
I need to Cosby myself.
That was not agenda...
The rape or Cosby?
Both.
He's going on in front of the judge, though.
Yes, he is. He got called to a deposition by the 24th of November.
Fuck yeah.
Right? Is that her name?
Sure.
Yeah, but only because he called her a liar.
Yeah, because
it's a defamation. It's a defamation case.
Try to work the rape into a defamation case.
Come on, people.
Feels really rapey.
I
want one of the jurors to say that. Will they be jurors?
I realize that in the shot where Marnie is, you can see the flat screen.
I told you, Marnie's been replaced by a Panasonic.
And in just a moment.
Just the tip.
just the tip
of a Panasonic.
Oh my gosh. You know, hi, Mom. She finally got in the judge. She is in the chat room.
Before we start.
I didn't realize. I didn't see it. I was too busy worrying about
6:57.
Other
she
things.
There.
She look at her. Because I've got Mom all set up now. She's watching this on YouTube, big screen, dialed in. She has a phone now. Good thing.
Are you sure she's wanting to look at us that close?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Mom is the...
Tuesday night fright night.
does it look better now on your TV than it did when you were playing? She'll let us know, I'm sure.
God bless anybody that watches
this
stuff.
Yes, Joe, you are correct. correct. LED lights would save on power. I do need. I would like to talk to you about some LED lights for this because point.
Also, I could use a nice set of knives.
Well, the holidays are coming.
I'd like to talk to you about some
some cutlery. What in the
I realized
fuck is
my
that?
Knives were missing.
What is
Isn't
this?
That a manicure thing? Like, I don't know. I'm sitting in some fancy. I just went to a French restaurant. So. Like, I am. Audio sounds good on the YouTube.
Yes,
well,
and
thank
that
God
was,
for that.
Well, that was part of the issue that I did not realize that we were having all the time. That the output was way too high for our stream, so I had to pull it away. We're pegging the meter on that, and I don't like to do that.
Pegging the meter.
I think that's a
now,
euphemism.
Did the meter
I
give her consent, or did we have to Cosby
no,
her?
No, it isn't radio. The meters, when you would peg them, they would bury.
I know what it means.
Well, I just like to keep people up to date.
Oh, okay. I forget we're on TV and someone else saw.
We're an educational program.
Yes. Green thing, it'd be funny.
It's right.
I'm just doing a highlights reel already.
What would you like? We could go. Hang on. Kat, we'll go to
one.
Yes.
Probably warmer there.
No. I don't know about that. Kat said earlier that she might need an Afghan before the end of the...
Something on... Because we had earthquakes. Tremors.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So we had earthquakes.
Did you feel it?
No, but the people I was working with knew that it happened.
Oh, like, there were fucking things.
They said, according to the people I was working with, the people that were sitting felt it, and the people that were standing up didn't. I don't know what the logic is behind that.
Is that a metaphor for something?
I think floor, and the one woman I was working with said something like, I think my chair's fucked up. And she was like saying something about it.
And she rolled across the...
No, it was just a little bit. Our chairs are fucked. I was like doing something funny, and... She kind of like sat there for a second, and then she got a text, and somebody texted her, did you feel that? Somebody from the other side of the hospital said, did you feel that earthquake? And she was like, is that for
that
real? My dream is to be in an earthquake. Not a serious one, but I've never felt even a little one in all my trips to California and everything. And I feel lacking.
You feel shafted by the... Well,
that's what she said.
Yeah. Did you feel better? I can touch that ear.
I don't know if any of you saw the post. I forget. I think it was Buddy Early posted the line about, yeah, you used to live in Cali. You've had
like, it's like one day of slightly chilly and we're all like, oh my God, I need an Afghan.
Yes.
So the callers will be like, you don't know what cold is.
Oh, we're at 66.2. Well, I don't know.
Well.
We'll see.
Well.
If it weren't true, it'd be funny.
I didn't kick her out just because we wanted a TV in here. She actually had work duties. And remember, people see you.
I wasn't sure if it was duties or work.
Meeting, and she will potentially be here or not. So if you see her, let us know. Let her know we're on the air.
Is her meeting at all anonymous? I'm just looking out.
No, I don't. Busy. Oh. Who is this? Oh, that's Maureen. So many people.
A joke did not fly.
Uh-uh.
And you? I don't know.
I don't know. It
what?
Was,
and you've got a holiday Starbucks cup? What are you enjoying?
Well, you know, sometimes the coffee here might be a little strong.
Can't tell.
And I greatly enjoy the coffee in the evening.
And the next morning.
And the next morning.
Until it wears off on Thursday.
Yeah.
But I was really... Yeah, breaking news, the holiday cups are back.
Yeah, I saw them on the Facebooks today.
Red cups are back. So it's just regular.
And I love that people post that. Like, it has some posts the last days, but the red cups are back. I'm like...
It's a cup.
You know, it's the coffee inside you want. Like, what you're going for.
Starbucks is a cult that I am having
in a little while, but I like it. Not so much part of entertainment. But I have to say, like, the Starbucks, like, the cult offshoots... Mm-hmm. Like the pumpkin spice people and the red cup people, labels get really fucking annoying about.
Yeah, the pumpkin spice
no
people are the
groupie.
Worst.
I'll kick you out of the way to get to my start.
Oh, I think I know which way you're going on the cult thing for entertainment, though.
Yeah.
I have an hour when we get to it.
It'll feel faster to you.
That hour is just going to fly by.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm any more ramped up than normal.
Maybe I'm slow.
That's how they get you.
It's only going to hurt for a minute, sir.
Yeah. only burns at first.
Oh.
Just breathe. So bring us fire.
As we sit here around the old oval table, can we go around and see what everybody's been up to, starting with Ms. Carlson?
Panasonic, what have you been up to?
Well, at 98%, we've almost scanned all
the
Blitz, Blitz Wolfer is going to be all over there in a minute.
Where's my bell?
You almost hit it. There you go.
That's what KTAR calls him.
You went right around.
That is exciting if you'd made it. You know,
yeah.
All right. So we're at this portion. I don't have a whole lot to report. I am like ears deep in Book Fair.
Oh, very good for you.
I'm doing a whole lot of work.
You're also a member. Right. Not a client.
Yeah. Hair Club for Men. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm knee deep in Book Fair, and I had a little bit of... So my Aunt Rena was in town.
Oh, very cool. And how long had it been since you'd seen this aunt?
It's been 12 or 13 years.
Hokey smokes.
Yeah, I haven't seen her since the last time I was in Idaho, which was a long time ago. 2 weeks before I moved here, but still.
How did also, are you a Republican debater? Because all of a sudden you're stretching out. You've been stretching out truths. So 2 weeks before it became a long...
On Sunday, we actually... Our schedules kind of met up. And we were able to go to have dinner with her. And she actually brought a whole bunch of people, half of which she didn't even know, to the bar. She's in town for a conference. A lot of people come to Phoenix for the conferences. And so she's in town for the conference.
Especially this time of year when the weather's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Heavens.
Yeah, they're really great. The girls want to go out sometime, you know, a little bit on Saturday. And I said, well, I happen to know a bartender, so we're going to come by the bar. And I was like, okay, great. And then she texts me when she's on her way. And she's like, yeah, we've got people. And she's like, yeah, those six over there, don't know who they are.
Oh.
Picked them up at Hooters. So Hooters is literally across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, so she apparently picked up a whole contingent from Mexico City and brought them right along.
From Mexico City?
Well, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Veterinarian. A veterinarian.
Oh, I did not know. Yeah. Well, you didn't add that to your story earlier.
No, it was kind of a little surprise piece.
Oh,
there.
I like that. It's like a P.S.
Exactly. But yeah, so it was super nice to see her, and the skies may open up again tomorrow evening, and we'll get to get together again, because not a picture was taken, not a proof. I know, and so I'm like a little disappointed.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, I still know what she looks like.
I'm gonna...
Well, because, you know, it's not like I need the picture to be like, wait, which one was she? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
So you said your father's sister?
Yes.
Okay. So does
is, yeah no huh? And it's very funny every time Sharon meets somebody from my dad's side of the family, she just kind of shakes her head and she says, "You all have the same laugh."
Okay.
So
and you fall right into that.
I sure do.
Far, yeah, all right. Yeah, sure do.
Sure do. same
question before with in reference to this one. Mm-hmm. When he's around his sisters, clearly. Something rubbed off on them or on him from them when he was growing up because
yeah.
I could
dude we do yeah. talk alike and I get the accent back when I go back there like
oh.
Well and there's like a lot of that
slide
like,
into those hard A's a little bit more yeah.
Oh. I see that with my kids a lot, you know, there's not a single bit of that, but you'll look at my kids every once in a while and you'll be like, that's Kat fucking Carlson right there.
Yeah,
her influence. Yeah.
That smart ass attitude or that hand gesture right there, like whatever it is that they've just done, you're like, oh, that's Kat right there. And so, yeah, for my family resemblance, it's some of each because we spent a lot of time together as a family when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
And a lot of shouting over each other. Kind of get you in harmony. Sure, harmonic, because
everybody needs to find a different note to get mm-hmm. through the noise.
Yeah. I made it through the noise.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so yeah.
That's been the I thought it was a good story.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a contribution.
It is.
And you, sir, I think saw a couple of shows while we
fuck Jesus. I've been busy for 2 weeks. I mean, not literally.
I see it on Sunday.
Yeah. What is that?
Back and Hope goes tomorrow night.
Is it worth all the hype? Yep.
Yep.
It honestly is.
Coming back, did you see they just announced that
the tickets go on sale November 10th, so that's where I will be at 10 o'clock that morning.
Yes.
When the box office opens.
Very cool.
So had planned on a whole day shift, then ran right to meet some friends and go to the show. But when I was picking up tickets for a show that's coming up in the spring, I just happened to ask, because Doug and I were really expensive. He was okay with expensive. He just wasn't okay with like the level of priciness that was going on online.
Okay.
I can't believe we're going to watch Wheel of Fortune.
We're not. I'm trying to get to this.
I was going
to
shout out, buy a vowel.
So as I was buying the tickets, I just happened to ask on Doug's behalf, like if they had a single the night that I was going, or like if on the Sunday matinee or evening for last Sunday, if they had tickets. It's kind of funny.
Can't
if there was tickets
ask.
For a reasonable price in a good spot. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, there's really nothing. I bought my tickets for the show that's coming in the spring. Was walking out. She's like, wait, come back.
Which show?
A Gentleman's Guide to... Oh. So she was nice enough to be like, there's two VIP seats, 11th row center. If you want them, they're yours for a price. So I texted Doug. The price was okay with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went Sunday matinee. And like, I know the jokes. I listened to the album. And I honestly was not prepared how... Like, you never get below a giggle. Like, you get up to, like, I can't stop laughing, I'll giggle. And just when it gets a little bit serious and there's a dark moment, something so vulgar and just out of nowhere happens that you're right back to, like, whew, we almost got serious for a second. That bitch almost... So it just amazing. So I went back, saw it twice, and the second time, just as funny. Like, still could not... And then it's the people around you's reaction who don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
As they're... You just say stuff back to the stage, like, did I just hear that? Like, honest?
Did that just happen?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything because it's coming to a town near, but if it does... Surprise movie last week that I really had no intention of seeing, but a friend invited me, so I went. We'll talk about that. And time with Renee and work, work, work. It was like busy every fucking day of the week.
Well, so, that's.
But it's like I woke up today and was like, because I did not wake up yesterday. We Rapunzel'd it yesterday.
Oh.
If I have the right character, Sleeping Beauty it yesterday.
Princess Aurora.
Her.
Oh. Oh, was? Mm-hmm. I don't keep up with you. Get that book club is educational for you.
I do know that. Actually, I do know her name is Aurora. Because isn't it Aurora's castle? Isn't it Sleeping Beauty?
No.
So, anyways.
Now they gave it to that bitch Elsa from Frozen.
Uh-huh. Unspeakable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am shocked.
They foreclosed on Aurora.
We'll show just on that for shit. Real? They just fired a bitch. That is ageism. Well,
because most of the children 25 and under have never heard of it. I agree.
Those of you new to YouTube, I don't mean that literally.
And you're talking about my coffee fucking with me.
We were just talking about that at the book fair the other day. I don't remember why. And talk about things. No.
Meowkel says it was Cinderella's castle. That could be.
Stand by because...
Oh, calm down.
And one of them is in Orlando.
Ooh.
So it's Sleeping Beauty in Anaheim and I think Cinderella in Orlando or vice versa.
Fact checkers, get on that because I believe that...
Or is it Snow?
No, it's not. Snow.
No, I think it's. I thought
castle.
It was Cinderella's castle.
At the very end, she did.
I thought it was Cinderella's castle.
She was still dressed like a peasant.
In there, but I know when the witch with the bad apple is up in a window overseeing everybody. But isn't that the apple from Snow White?
Yeah,
Disneyland castle.
Yeah.
Who aren't gay and live in the woods.
Who don't have a sling.
It's not in the movie.
No. Can't pay for your keeping just with chores, bitch.
Disneyland. Oh. It's Sleeping Beauty's castle.
International.
And then...
Oh, okay. So we have more than one. All right. Gotcha.
It's Sleeping Beauty in Disneyland.
And then Cinderella's...
Bum, 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 bum.
And Cinderella bum, 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 bum. Is in Florida and Tokyo.
Oh.
But in Tokyo, is she Cinderella?
Asia. See you next week.
Good night.
Give us another try.
So here in the old McKee household, we've been very busy with
piling TVs into this room.
I talked about
Sanford or Son in this analogy.
Either one. You're Aunt Esther.
Oh.
If you don't understand that, I talked about a couple weeks ago that the guy was giving away.
No, yeah. I'm up to speed.
But fortunately, Carlton came by earlier to pick up something and was able to help me move it. I didn't. Conveniently, it went to a car. Shadowing of.
I just see you walking, like pushing this up and down the neighborhood, bringing news to the people.
Well, my cord's not long enough.
That's a personal problem.
I could get a power generator though and put it on the car, the lower level.
I win. Yeah, wish in one hand, shit in the other, buddy.
Oh my God, Rachel Maddow was talking about his who. The new thing is. All, was it
Jeb can fix it,
and she's like, I'm just waiting for the memes to come out. You know, everybody's gonna have fun.
I've already
with that
seen
one.
A plumbing one.
Fix it, right Jeb. There can,
there it is, Jeb. Jeb 2.0.
Oh my God, the best part. Former cartoonist, he said Jeb on the air today.
He watches.
Oh my
us.
God, he listens to our
it
show.
Was
probably a subscriber.
Hysterical, and I think he watches Colbert, who we stole it from. But I'll give one that read it correctly the first time and said, did anybody else notice that his poster says Jeb?
Jeb!
And but to see Jake Tapper do it, and he did it exactly like with the blink and the little bit of a jolt that followed was not interesting enough to ever show up on YouTube, but I need Jake Tapper like somewhere saying it.
Well, the other thing that Maddow has been doing is apparently in every on all these different interviews, like he did the blah 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 and he does the whoo and he did some other things, she's putting together a montage of all of the sounds that he makes.
I've been watching her lately. She has been really
very funny.
She's very fun. It's
enjoyable. The wonderful time change now.
Fuckers.
She's on at 7 instead of 6 here in the wonderful Arizonas, but if they leave
amazing.
It alone, she'd be on at the same time all year round.
And hopefully my sister will text me if she's found the link
at the very beginning.
Oh, she does not to the chat room.
And also for those of you
so hopefully she found the link on Facebook.
Yeah, I hope she did too. She could just go to YouTube.
But the time change works better for her. Like for Harrison and Aaron, now it's 6 o'clock. There is a movement about, a foot, if you will.
Oh, a foot.
To just get rid of this bullshit sleep.
Because it had nothing to do with farmers.
No, and right. Oh, I love, finally, USA Today put that in big letters.
Yeah.
And they're like, the stop to do with saying farms. It has to do with
our
farmers.
McPaper?
Our McPaper, yes. Yeah. The USA Today.
Oil.
So, no, it's about playing out. It really is from Chamberlain. He was the prime minister. It's an English thing from like the turn of it after. He wanted people in England to enjoy their nighttime. And then it got sold by energy savings, mm-hmm. that you wouldn't spend the money on lighting your... Like,
it's an hour. Calm down.
Right. Exactly.
Calm down.
It makes summer go on like way too late that you're like, can we pull the curtains on this shit? It is
10 o'clock. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember back home in Missouri, like you'd be in the summer... You'd be outside until like 9:30.
So the streetlights came on, and it took me a while to put that math together. But I remember in the summer being like, I willingly went in the house at 8:15.
Nope.
And there wasn't food or wine.
Not when he was 7, though.
I like, for those out of the screen, TV's over here.
I could still be lured in by my non-greens.
We can see just the tiniest little bit of TV.
Yeah. If there's a logo that shows up on that fucking thing, I hope there's not a copyright infringement. We'll figure it out later.
Oh, now we're doing advertising for like...
whatever, Nebula.
Nulasta.
Nulasta.
They all do. All the best ones do.
By the way, nutshell, for those of you...
Same with men.
For those of you who don't celebrate it around the world, because I know some places don't, we had the... It fell on a Saturday, which meant every fucking idiot in the world came out just to party, and they can't hold their liquor, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to act in bars that are crowded. Mm-hmm. And then they all dress up in things that are about as big as that TV and try to walk through a bar.
Yeah.
Which is completely asinine.
Not okay.
Fortunately for me, I was able to stay on the periphery of the bar that I was monitoring. Server of all people.
Yeah, I heard Stacey's was just a big...
It was there, but not...
Fucking deal.
And Charlie's, of course, they had the line that goes from the building, you know, out to the street behind it, which, again, I'm wondering
why... That is not why. The siren.
Michael left Stacey's and went up there, and I'm like... He sent me a picture of the line, and I'm like, all I'm seeing is a delay in drinking time is all I'm seeing. Like, you're in line for 30 minutes. Why? I don't understand that.
Especially when it was wonderful and comfortable at Cobalt.
That and or he was already on my tab drinking at Stacey's. What does the liquor better there? No, it's not.
This
whatever.
It's Michael.
Oh. My the so I just went and had a lovely we have to address something serious in that room. I'm pointing to his bedroom myself. I was at a
I saw you tagged in
at a movie, decided to go have a snack because I didn't have any wine to bring to the table. Oh, you gotta accept my wine tomorrow. To what we're talking about. Oh, so but this cute cutie that is your host at the French Grocery.
The French Grocery, okay.
I had like just lost a parent. I was like, you know, it's okay.
I'm sorry, you had to work.
I mean, seriously, I was like, do I still have all my limbs? Cause
were you wearing that same outfit? That may have been why.
Exactly. Still wearing the costume. I love that I can insult myself as Karen.
So
honey, we talked about this, right, honey?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
You know, I always make fun of your clothes and your hair. Yeah. When are you going to do something about it? Your address. Are you going to be home tomorrow to accept a delivery? Well, are you 21 or
over? Isn't it a little bit late now to be asking me that question?
Yeah, too late.
Okay, so I'll have to be here.
So, Meow Kel, I just have to help you out. Daylight savings is in the summer so that you have a dark morning and a light in the evening. So what you actually like is daylight savings time. You don't want to go back to, I think you're...
I forgot what state she's in. He's in. It's in
Minnesota.
I think that's central.
Yeah, central. So you're now in central standard time. You're not in daylight savings.
Because remember,
saving the evening.
You lose
hours.
An hour in the spring, but you get a whole hour back in the fall.
I haven't done it in 13 years.
I'm so happy to not do it. But wireless digital clock that keeps updating, kind of like an atomic clock, but it's connected to the Wi-Fi. And I have two time zones set on it. One is the local, so I can wake up and just kind of go, yep, it's time to stay in bed.
Not staying in that
time. It changes, and I know what time it is back home. So if I have to call my cousin, I know how much. It's just an hour now. So, but I don't want to forget it.
And I can't figure it out. The trivia about it. That's the weird part. Like, I don't understand what people do with their clocks. But I got the trivia down because I was so fucked up when I first moved out here that I actually went to, like, the library to research it. That's why I've not come from the internet. This came from, like...
Well, no, because the internet didn't exist then.
Yeah. It's a true story. I saw a movie about it.
Yeah. But the nice thing is, for those of you who don't know this, and this, I wonder what time it is there, all you have to do is hit your phone and ask whatever device you've got, what time is it in Atlanta, Georgia, or whatever city you want, and it'll tell you.
I think that no one cares about my car when I drive to California, changes the time, and then doesn't change it back till I leave California, even when we're at the same time.
Like, your car is super smart.
So I drive around California like, what time is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Before you got your phone.
And then I'm probably drunk. Not driving, but...
A passenger in said car. Fresh my coffee in a few minutes, but before we get to... Well, we have to. I made a whole pot.
Get him more coffee.
Why not? We are going to continue on. We're going to do our headline section and some other stuff. Stick around, won't you please?
You talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
All righty, kiddos. Tonight in Studio C, where there are flat screen TVs everywhere. Thank God I have a level playing.
Right,
oh, you can
talk.
Glory holes are popping up everywhere.
Indiana imitates Florida.
Oh, remember to save your pennies for 45 years.
The war on drugs sees a surrender. My name is Nick, and I'm an alcoholic.
And the real-life Cruella De Vil, these and much more, because we got plenty of time, right here on Q Talk America.
Sorry that I do not have on my list, so Levi, and he's from New York.
Oh, well, hi, Levi, welcome.
City or state, what area? How
isn't there a song about him?
What, Levi? War wounds like a crown.
Yeah, I guess. A lot of things about Levi. Levon. And I fucking do it.
Then you do it, right. Oh, well, let's start out, because, you know, we just passed this help. Then treat when they accidentally received bipolar medications instead of candy.
Yes.
A Quebec City pharmacy unknowingly passed out the antipsychotic son's prescription on the way out of the store, according to the New York Post. The medication was, you're gonna have to help me on these, quetiapine, and they're European, which are used to treat schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and other psychological illnesses. Another customer picked up the fallen meds and left it on the counter. So unfortunately, we don't know. An employee just mixed it in with the candy by accident and then distributed it to the kids. Melissa Klisch.
Tongue twister.
It is. There's a lot going on in here, and I didn't have time to read all these stories. The seven individually wrapped pills were mixed in with the rest of the candy and said that ingesting the pills isn't necessarily dangerous, even though side effects could include
anal leakage,
nausea, tremors, suicidal thoughts. Among other things, according to the Daily Star. Luckily, all the medications.
Wow. I have been trick-or-treating in the wrong neighborhood.
Right. You have.
Well,
you could have a mood stabilizer.
Seriously. Yeah.
You happy about it? Yes. No. Yes. No. I don't.
Who knows?
Timmy's strangely well-behaved ever since Halloween.
Yeah. Let's go back to that drugstore.
What's happening with him? Maybe candy's the antidote for him.
He never has a second cup at home.
Maybe he has. Speaking of the opposite effect.
Segway City, I love her.
Yeah, ooh, nice.
A new study on the effectiveness of online charter schools is nothing short of damning, even though they're foundations. Effectively, the study says that children who went to an online charter school for a year learned nothing. Zero. The numbers report that students in online charter schools lost an average of about 72 days of learning and reading, 180 days of learning and math. During the course of 180-day school, a bit of learning comes from your online charter school.
Wow.
Now, the average student in an online charter school has lower reading scores than students in traditional schools everywhere, except, oddly, Wisconsin.
A joke there.
Probably.
I'm not going to make it.
I don't know.
I'm above it.
I don't know. But I found it entertaining that the charter school people paid for the study.
Shouldn't have done that.
Well, you know what they learned? Irony.
Except for they can't spell it.
Yeah, well.
Very good.
Life lesson, girl. Shame you didn't.
News, Ohio has rejected the legalization of marijuana.
Oh.
So in their election for today.
Let's just cross them off the list. What was the final, what was the?
Pop-up, but I don't have counts. I'm sure we can Google that and find out more.
There was something in there about who was going to grow it, too. I feel like there was a part
there due. Was a, there was some sort of a mag who got to grow it only, and it went like five of them were direct descendants of former President Taft from God knows how long. I don't know when Taft ran. When,
bathtub, wasn't he the fat one?
I don't remember all these
things. He was the fat one.
He died in a bathtub.
There were.
Oh, they had a special bathtub made. I think he died in the bathtub.
Okay, good to know.
Two
things there. So there were.
Thing that they.
It said rejected in the.
Rejected?
In the headline that I. That all I right. saw.
But their other thing was like who got to grow it. And I think they were they both. I don't know. It seemed kind of a sketchy thing to put together with it so that people would think like, oh, we're gonna have pop, but we're gonna be like we've already made like what's that word tell?
Oh.
Yes, we're gonna make it legal and we're already gonna start a problem with a monopoly. Like it felt like it was kind of rigged.
Yeah, it did
weirdly.
Feel funny because whereas like in Colorado, you know, they all this other happy shit, as opposed to 15 select people, randomly selected from these 15, and that's how they did. Breaking, here's some election
Anderson,
results.
Anderson, tell us what's up.
We'll have some more from him, I'm sure, coming up in a minute.
And by the way, they're really crappy about you using their stuff. That's why you very rarely see anybody like refer to CNN
or an AP or something.
I guess CNN is not so friendly.
Well, I would go to MSNBC, but they are pre-recorded shows right now, and CNN I at least know is live.
An election that MSNBC
didn't.
We'll just get you tomorrow.
Yeah, actually, no. But earlier there was a live show that was showing me election results. Anyway, did you want to do a story, Al, or do you want me to continue?
Nope, continue.
Well, Florm One, who continues to drill glory holes in the men's bathrooms at Treasure Shores Beach in Vero Beach, Florida. The Smoking Gun reports. Brady's last Friday after discovering a circular hole drilled into a divider wall separating the urinals from the toilets. And that is a quote. It repaired, according to the report obtained by the Smoking Gun. Quote, based on the location of where the hole was drilled, it is commonly used for male subjects to place their genitalia through it and have oral sex.
He makes it sound so sexy.
He does. Yes.
Again. Police do not have any information about the persistent glory hole creator, according to a police report, which the is of the most recent hole. The case is
interesting. The case interesting is, details omitted.
The case is currently listed as inactive. One.
It's really just the one thing that goes through the glory hole, though.
Two times.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, right. It's
two times. Hopefully more than twice.
It's the stem, not the leaves.
The two, whatever. Yeah, of that.
Well, I'm concerned. Here's what I'm concerned about. In a lot of public restrooms, divider walls are steel or metal of some sort. Well,
not necessarily. If you had a nice file or perhaps a grinder or a router.
Well, I think grinder is what brings the boys to the plate.
Fuck the
milk lemonade. But so there's a little issue with the fact that the.
In the glory holes were hand soap.
No, whiteout. Was it whiteout? Whiteout,
so
whiteout, damn it.
It looks like Mother of Pearl. It's lovely.
The first time that hand soap, dispenser kind of hand soap became popular, I'm like, who designed this?
Oh, heavens.
There was a fairy on that tree.
Just the stem, sir. Cat.
Kidges, what was your second thing?
How much time did they... Well, I don't know how big they decided the hole should be. I mean, what are they basing this on? I mean, there's a lot of different drill bits because you can't have the hole too big.
Well, you don't want
go
that
by
too
neighborhood
tight either.
Go by. That's racist. You're racist.
Well played.
You had to work really hard to get to racist, but it,
from what I understand,
we just lost a couple more Asians.
Maybe in Chinatown it'd be smaller,
or gain some blacks.
Yes,
just a guess.
You pet with one, you push away with the other.
Yeah.
Coked up, gun wielding Indiana. Indiana woman. Wait, that's not even the punchline. Oop, covered sex toy on porch.
Oh, yay.
Where does she... Do you have an address?
I recommend you clean it.
Oh, heaven, Jess.
An Indiana woman.
Oh, there it is right there. 35% against it.
Wow, that was not even close
at
all.
Not even close, yeah.
Not going to Ohio.
As it turns out, the Ohio marijuana measure was a little bit... would have allowed consumers 21 and over...
Uh-huh.
To purchase and smoke and carry pot. But it would have also given exclusive rights to grow marijuana. Those 10. Sites would have been in blah, blah, blah counties, but limited to just 10.
Yeah. And it was like an instant cartel. And I think that was one of the things that they said that was kind of with the people that wanted it. And then the people that didn't want it were like, well, let's throw this in and maybe we'll kill it.
Yeah.
Right. It just didn't feel organic, if you will.
Oh, good. That's a nice one.
It was very Monsanto'd.
No, it just in a quick review feels to me like it's probably a good thing that one
didn't go.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I don't know.
I love that Levi knows exactly which.
Good point.
So someone in your story was covered with poop.
Well, there wasn't. Levi wasn't worried about rust coming on.
I feel
your
like I'm just gonna have to
junk. I was more concerned about getting cut.
Yeah. Well, splinter.
And like, just sand it down, smooth it out.
Take a moment. Take pride in your work, glory
For
hole
real.
Cutters.
How about some?
We cried union.
How about some creativity? I want some craftsmanship. Well, take some pride in your work.
I was thinking if they were prepared, they would have some sort of a grommet to go around the hole to protect you from sharp edges with the cock ring. I'm thinking, depending on how
for
you
real. Do. Well, because same song.
Twisting your words, Levi. You're from New York. I think they come pre-twisted, don't they?
Oh, no.
I didn't catch
no,
that.
No, he lives in Phoenix now.
Oh, welcome. Kat, did you have something else?
No. Yes, there's still poop on a porch.
Oh, there is poop on a porch, as opposed to poop on your story.
Coke doll and poop-covered sex toy on porch.
That's where we got off the train right there. All right.
In fairness, I only read the headline to this. But it felt like it was a good one. A blow-up sex doll and a poop-covered dildo on someone's porch.
Oh.
Then pulled a gun on two men as she was trying to flee the scene. According...
I'm delayed this right here.
according to Channel 6 News Indianapolis, the Johnson County Sheriff's Deputy.
Johnson County, really?
The Johnson County Sheriff's Deputies received a call in which a woman tried to leave something on the porch of a home, then produced a firearm. According to the Sheriff's Department, a deputy responded to the scene and pulled over 56-year-old.
Right, Weimer.
Right. Noting that Weimer was armed, the deputy asked her to exit the vehicle. Oh. Weimer explained that she was looking for an old school friend's house in the neighborhood. Claimed she wanted to play a prank on them. Boy, did she. She said she'd left a blow-up sex doll and a dildo covered in dog feces on the porch of a home. Two men demanded that they let her leave. One of the men had blocked in Weimer's car with his truck. Pointing her weapon at him, she reportedly said, "Get the expletive out of my way." Then said, "Are you going to move?" It was not clear whether or not she had an attorney.
Now, couldn't she have benefited from the previous story's mood-stabilizing candy?
For real. She was a trick or
treat. I don't understand the prank.
No. I don't know.
Why would a dog poop-covered dildo-inspired blow-up doll make a swell gift?
Indiana than they are here in Phoenix.
That
I
is,
feel like maybe
that is
we're
fancy.
Just a little bit behind that. That was a good headline.
All right, I have one on this. Church of Lucifer end up fighting amongst themselves. some Christians are having a little trouble turning the other cheek over the Halloween opening of the Greater Church of Lucifer. Around 40 protesters showed up on Friday evening with signs bearing messages like "God yes, Satan no," and "Satanism is not an American value." Most of the protesters weren't locals, but had come from around the United States. Luciferians, I like that. Mm-hmm. As they call themselves, aren't exactly the devil worshippers that some presume them to be. In fact, they don't worship or even recognize. What do Luciferians believe? Luciferians? Lucifer is a symbol of self-liberated thinking, being different from the herd. Another co-president added, "The church has nothing against Christianity or just about the philosophy apparently isn't one accepted by the protesters." As the press reported, members of two different groups starting arguing over who was doing a better job at following Jesus.
Oh, my God.
So, one's not a devil worshiper, the other two are Christian protesters that aren't local, and they get in a war with each other while the Luciferians are like, just to no higher being.
I feel like of all the religions in the world, like, the Church of Lucifer might be the most, like, sane. Just did not want to go along with whatever he was told and decided to just go do his own thing.
And eventually
became the devil because it was going against God.
Yeah, he was cast down. Yeah.
I can worship better than you can worship.
I feel like the Church of Lucifer is like, it's like the Fleetwood Mac of churches.
Yeah, they went their own way.
They can go their own way. I was trying it.
Wow.
Very Hello, nice.
I'm so glad we got there.
God, we got to get there somehow.
I'm so glad we got there.
Levi has provided a link to tools that might help us in our glory hole.
What?
Okay, I will not acknowledge a pun about dicks.
8-inch round
hole. Yeah, you will talk about it.
Yeah, I will.
Adjustable blade.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ouch.
Well. Well, it features the ability to cut drywall, plywood, plaster, and acrylic sheeting.
I don't have a lot of acrylic. That's kind of... there's your agents. Continuing on, Otha Anders...
I think they meant the wall, not the...
Oh,
7/8 of an inch. I need to read a book while you finish up back there.
Oh, that reminds me. Lisa Ling just had a baby. By the way, I saw that earlier on. His first penny from more than 45 years ago when he had found it on the ground out walking. The coin reminded him to pray and to give thanks every day. He was an additional God-given incentive, reminding me to always be thankful, he said, who is 73 years old. There have been days where I have failed to pray, and more often than not, a lost teen, 5-gallon plastic water jugs, and 500,000 pennies later, Anders, last Tuesday, deposited 5,000 cents into an account to go toward a recent dental bill. He cashed in the coins at a Ruston Origin Bank in Ruston, Louisiana. And after that, he ultimately stopped spending pennies and always made sure wherever he made a purchase, his change contained at least 3 to 4 pennies to add to his stash.
Aww.
Bank vice president, his collection of pennies rolled in on a dolly, but Anders is a longtime customer who they wanted to help. So they said, quote, "We value his business as we do of all of our customers, but if we can." So Cole said a machine counted the coins that saved a lot of time, I'm sure. And Origin Bank's part is to help the pennies get counted. So they did that. And Anders got to, so Anders could get onto his desk in money to be placed in what account. Cole said the bank will then send the pennies off to the FDIC and the bank will receive their credit for them. So, wow, $5,000 with a.
I don't know if this is true. So everybody can get on this and make it like your homework assignment. But I heard whenever they put out commemorative, like spendable commemorative coins or dollars and you take them out of circulation for the economy, it causes some kind of inflation because you're taking currency out that doesn't go into like. It doesn't go into a bank. It doesn't go into something that does good. You're just pulling money out. Kind of struck me as. It was during a political conversation that was very serious, and they were like talking about the quarters, the state quarters that came out, and how much money that just pulled out of circulation.
I do remember hearing.
Back of my mind with commemorative coins that it's like it's more a conservative thing is to not issue those kind of things. That's one of those like conservative principles.
So I'm wondering what all the money under my mattress is doing to these. I just took it out of the. I took it out of circulation.
Yeah, and that's
you
what, and
people
that's what
are
say,
fucked
like,
because I store money to, like, in a mayonnaise jar under my bed.
There's some reason why getting like all that change you have saved up and it's just one of those things. I heard it a long time ago and I always meant to like think about it, so whenever I hear a collector story,
we'll have to Google
find
that.
Find somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking
about. We'll figure it out. Hey everybody, we got more. We got a segment we're going to shit on inevitably.
I mean,
election results, so many things happening. Stick around, we are live for our first night on YouTube. Thank you all for joining us in the chat room and beyond.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee, face for radio. Clayton McKee.
Hello again, everybody. It is The Show. It's Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee at the helm of the ship.
Yeah.
We don't see yet.
We could be with some of those ships at sea. Hello. Oh, wait.
Why aren't we at sea?
Does need an at sea.
We need an at sea.
Can you find?
Can you find an ocean in that? Find the Malaysian plane. Spin the globe and find Malaysian plane.
We can't spin.
Right there. Malaysia.
No.
Flight 800.
South America. I don't know.
And why does CNN just jerk itself off over plane crashes?
Maybe they've got a dog in that
fight. I mean, I know
maybe
they
watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Plane crashes, like, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. No. Plane crashes, notoriously high ratings.
No.
And so, but it's like CNN. When a plane goes down, Jesus Christ, how many experts do you have on this one topic?
They're very busy. All right, kids, before we continue on anymore, as we do at the beginning of every second, it goes a little premature cutting off, goes a little something like this.
And now,
trying to type shit when you're all talking.
You stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified. Means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
I'm really concerned by the lack of peanuts.
What? I don't know. Did you eat all of the peanuts?
That's not even possible. Our drinking word, though, is fancy.
Oh, ooh, fancy.
Because that's on...
Because you might have been born just plain white trash.
Oh, yeah.
But fancy was a your name.
Fancy was a your name.
Was it?
Like that's how she sings it.
Yes.
I might have been born...
I may have been born just plain white trash. But as opposed to what, Frost is white trash? What are you... It's like a Dom DeLuise doing that.
Well, I know. He made it like Italian, like The Godfather. He's all like, fancy was a my name.
This is a dry cracker.
You should try this
That's
one.
That's what she said.
You should try this one. Whoa. Let me see. Do I have?
My fancy dry cracker.
Good morning.
Here.
8 o'clock. Welcome to our show. Where is, do I have? Hang on, I don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm,
what do you? Do I have?
We spent a full hour discussing the merits and demerits.
I do have it. I didn't know I was gonna. I didn't know I had it, but here it is.
I remember it all very clear. It was the summer I turned 18.
Sure.
Wait long enough for me to get wine. I
remember. Well, how should do? Mike, he's supposed to be prepared for his segment.
Nobody knows.
Nobody really knows. Well, have we ever been prepared in our almost 3.5 years? How's that working out for you?
Well, I came in soups prepared tonight.
Nobody ever said ever.
I'm so prepared for the show, said none of us. Clean up to my head.
It was red, Belgium, and it fit me good. Here we go. Oh, we're going to get... Oh, my gosh. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. We're not making any money on this show.
Hi. Give all your good love to Reba, you know what I mean? Like... Hand over our cash.
We're singing. Yeah.
Okay, true confession.
Yeah.
I've only ever heard that song in karaoke.
Bobby Gentry did the original version. It would make any fucking difference to you.
Yep, only ever heard that at karaoke.
Yeah, yeah, it's better when Reba does it.
It's pretty fancy when I do it.
I think I've pretty much seen it done by every drag queen in North America, but... And it was fancy every time.
Fancy.
They may have been born just...
It's one of those, story songs that you're just like...
It's an uplifting song about selling your daughter.
I thought that was Casey Kasem reincarnated.
It really is.
It is.
I honestly... A singable story. That should be on,
karaoke
Adam
favorites
Walsh.
That are horrible.
Yeah.
Are Sister Fancy is about child prostitution.
Mm.
I Think We're Alone Now is just a date rape.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Yeah, tackled me to the motherfucking ground.
Yeah.
I'm on the ground. And
which
whispered
I think
in my ear.
I Think We're Alone Now could also be called, parenthetically, There's Always Room for Jello.
We can Cosby this shit.
Sure.
And what's the Kenny Rogers song where he's paralyzed and can't get it up and all that shit? It's not there's a really has a story song with a lady's name in it, and she's just awful. He lost his legs in Vietnam or some shit.
Holy crap. I don't know anything about...
Yeah, you've picked a fine time to lose me.
That's Waylon Jennings.
No, I picked a fine
time to leave me, Lucy.
Isn't that Kenny Rogers?
No, that's Waylon Jennings.
Oh, then Kenny Rogers is definitely... Oh,
it's Lady. It's not Islands in the Street.
It's not Lady. Lady, my legs are gone.
Oh, lady. Hey, lady.
Dance break. Yeah.
Is it Ruby Don't Take Your
Love? Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town. She becomes a hooker because his legs don't work.
I don't remember there being any story about some sort of an analysis.
Wait,
to
I'm
of
getting
this
some
song.
Lyrics. Stand
by. Song analysis on Ruby. Please don't be a fucking whore with Fancy.
You've painted up your lips, rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going? The sun is going down.
Oh, and so is Ruby.
Ruby, don't take your love to town.
But where are the legs missing in this song?
Stand by. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be.
Oh!
Oh, Ruby.
Spoiler alert.
I still need some company.
Oh.
And wants the need of a woman your age, Ruby, I realized.
Child porn? It got creepier. I wasn't sure we were going to go further.
It suddenly got super... I've heard them say until I'm not around.
Oh,
Ruby, don't take your love
That's
to town.
That's one of those songs that you're you think you're going to sing along to.
Oh, Ruby, don't take...
My God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. The last verse is so sad. She's leaving now because I heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before.
God.
Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. Oh, Ruby, for God's sake, turn around.
Because...
The fuck?
And now mashups.
This needs to be a new segment.
Yeah.
Now what? Oh.
Dramatic readings of old song lyrics.
That's a great segment. Read the last line, and I'll tell you what song it needs to go into. So read the last line again.
So, oh Ruby, for God's sake, turn around.
Turn around, bright eye.
I love that song. See?
The Kenny Rogers, Bonnie Tyler mashup.
I'm traumatized. Fancy. That song is fancy.
We get gun control.
Parapling is all over this fucking story.
Now I want to know if there's anything in Lady, because I love that song.
No, it's Lionel Richie. There's nothing of interest. Lionel Richie wrote it.
Fuck it, then.
Wait.
And he wrote it after it went bad. Sticks sings Lady.
Right.
Yep.
Kenny Rogers sings Lady.
But is it the same Lady?
No, probably. And Kenny Rogers, and the Commodores also sing, parenthetically, You Bring Me Up.
Oh.
You bring me up when I'm down.
When I'm down.
Yeah. Lady, pretty lady. Casey Kasem did a whole segment once on all the songs called Lady. I've committed it to memory.
Sure there is no paralysis or murder
in Kenny Rogers' Lady,
in case you were.
Thank you. Beautiful reenactment by Kat Carlson, ladies and gentlemen.
No, fine, that you got to Google that, because we've lost control of this shit. We need Marnie. She keeps us on track.
We're good. Well, Lady in my iTunes library.
Kenny Rogers Lady. Yep.
Well, no. I don't know if I have
that.
Yeah,
that's one I can never put a tune to, because I always think of, well, you're, I don't know, it sounds like you're six. No. Think of,
oh, yeah.
In my list of Lady, oh, I have Disco Lady. Hang on, stand by. We're scrolling down. IJKL. Okay, Lady. I have Lenny. Whoever. Here's this.
Wait. Cannot even tell you how much I love to dance around to this song.
Of course you do.
Then we have Sticks. My neighbors hate this. This is my go-to Lady.
The
Sticks one. And it goes a little.
Goes a little something like this.
Oh, we're still in the Commodores. Remember when that really Richie didn't suck?
Next one, which would be this one. Right. Dennis DeYoung and the whole group. Yes.
I love this song.
It's a great song. God, I am sure that
I swear I wouldn't know how to drive.
No.
You would not.
Sure. My sister used to drive me around in her car with the 8-track player.
Yeah.
The Sticks. This was on a KTEL album, though.
Of course it was.
I'd like the whoa, whoa.
Oh, wait till my neighbors find out it's going to be Sticks Day tomorrow.
Oh my God, can I come over?
For 2 days.
That is brilliant, because I control the music at Book Fair.
Sticks. Oh my God, Sticks. Good day.
Sticks Day.
Good choice. Oh. All right. Come on, go to a headline.
Oh, okay. Right. We'll get back to
it.
Well, I don't have it in my iTunes library.
Oh, I just
iTunes
had it
library.
On YouTube, too.
I don't, well,
YouTube. God. We are on YouTube. We have to support YouTube. Now we can't make fun of them. But I've always been a big supporter.
Right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, tons.
We got Two Feet in the Evil Kingdom.
I don't know if they do that in live streaming,
The intro and the crossover music already been flagged. Trust. Yeah, but it was not. We are not monetized.
Because nothing. It's just. It's Lisa Ling's looking at me.
No, we're getting live updates.
Okay.
From somewhere. I mean, we could also go to 60. Let's go over here to the other channel. Stand by.
Lisa Ling is just clubbing.
Oh, all right.
Hi.
Oh,
it's black.
It's what?
They're pretty. All right.
Yeah, there's. Let's go back to our headline segment to continue on.
Let's do that.
One of the most that candidates love sharing made up quotes from historical figures. Ben Carson. For example, is a repeat offender.
Mm-hmm.
But Senator Rand Paul tends to be in the league of his own, relying with great frequency on historical quotes that are fake, misquoted, or taken entirely out of context. This week, BuzzFeed's Andrew Kaczynski and Megan Apper went so far as to send Rand Paul a letter documenting multiple instances in which the Kentucky in speeches to the likes of Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Patrick Henry, Abraham Lincoln, and the fearless leader or founder of this wonderful country, George Washington. The journalist's letter pleaded quotes. And while all of this is interesting on its face, the amazing part was Rand Paul's response to the story. The senator talked to the Washington Post's Dave Weigel yesterday afternoon and took... Senator Rand Paul hit back at BuzzFeed's Andrew Kaczynski Tuesday after the meticulous reporter challenged the veracity of quotes used in Paul's newest book. That guy, Paul said dismissively, referring to them, have come from some guy who's partisan. We discount partisans. Paul added that the journalist who helped document the senator's falsehoods is, quote, an idiot. A worse response, actually, from a political figure. Look, no one likes getting caught doing something wrong, but Rand Paul, on the heels of his plagiarism controversy, in which he repeatedly presented others' work as his own, has peddled these quotes to make specific, substantive points about society and political policy, all of which rested on foundation of nonsense. Once his fall, he could express some regret, he could promise to make amends, or he could try desperately to change the subject. But Rand Paul, unable to accept responsibility, is instead lashing out at those who, to his great inconvenience, he did the exact same thing after his plagiarism controversies. It's unbecoming of anyone, but for a presidential candidate to act this way is really just bizarre.
And he's just, there's no getting around it. But like Herman Cain in the last election had this moving.
It was plagiarized.
We may have talked about this. It was just a moving quote it to someone. He said, like, as someone wise once said, it was a Donna Summer song called The Power of One.
Yes.
And it was the theme from the Pokemon movie. And it just, it was so funny that everyone adding up.
Oh my God.
And luckily somebody.
Nicely done.
I seriously ate a thesaurus today. luckily, well, those Donna Summer fan pages are just on it. It was just a weird thing to say. As someone wise once said, like, that's like that wasn't even a hit single. Like,
it was.
Your researchers are really scamming you, Herman.
Summer. I'm going to see what it says here. Gawker.com. Why does Herman Cain keep quoting Donna Summer?
And he didn't get caught with it for a while because it is kind of
an obscure
reference, but it's all about the power of one.
As a poet once said, life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible, but it's never easy when there's so much on the line. As some of the famous sprung verse of the Englishman Gerald Manley Hopkins, but no, actually it's Donna Summer, and not even like a State of Independence or something. These Pokemon the movie 2000.
Yeah. It was just a really weird thing to do. Is it okay if we break the Republican primary rules?
Well, I thought we should.
I'm not Marco Rubio. I'm not only am I not sure. sweating, I've lost use of my digits. I've been trying to send the same message for like 10 minutes because I can't. I didn't realize how manly. Look at my nipples. Oh. I didn't realize how manly
Thank
the
you
Republicans
know.
Were.
Thank you, no.
I kindly turned down.
Especially
that girl.
Frail or cold either.
Now, what I could also do, I could also shut the fan
Seriously,
off.
Seriously, when the polar bear comes in, I'm going to wear my surprise face.
I'm shutting off the...
We're like the head.
I'm sitting over here trying not to like sniff into the mic.
You did not catch a cold since you've been here.
No, but my nose is running.
Walking pneumonia. It's going
to
be...
We have to look at something right quick, Kat. We have to go... Kat, we have to go...
Let's check the weather.
We have to go live. I want to see something. There is... See on the green screen the little moth that's there?
Point
where the moth is. Look at the moth.
Is that the moth?
Oh, it's on the green screen.
You can look
Kat.
At the green screen and see it if you'd like. Oh! A meteor strike. Did you not see that coming?
I can't believe you did that.
Paper towel, please.
She has killed... She has smeared it. Hang on a minute. No, wait.
I'm torn between whether she's going to wipe off her finger or try to save the boards.
I don't know. Hang on. I
need to blow my nose because I'm cold.
Oh, we can't see the... Oh, we can't see the smear.
All right, so maybe it's not the...
Oh, fuck.
I'm sure you bought 17 cans of that paint and have the neighbors that own it, too.
I have a gallon.
I thought so.
Oh, but it's a latex
paint. I can paint the whole... And I've thought... Oh, look at that.
Latex paint for the win.
Oh, that is the miracle of Windex right there.
It wasn't even, it's water.
I want money from Windex.
Oh, the miracle of Windex.
Okay. Thank you.
Anywho. Where were we?
Hey, Tomo, welcome back.
Complaining about cold.
Oh, hi, Tomo. Good day, Tomo, as it were.
Been a long show.
We've been a fancy show, though. Hey.
Oh, fancy.
Fancy it is.
Look, because of the new beautiful French grocery right near me, I can go up and get a fancy bottle of... It's closer than France.
She ain't that fancy.
Get that globe up.
Hang on.
Can we see it on the map?
Actual France.
I don't think...
Even Quebec practice France is not close by.
This isn't even going to get us to France. That's just the North American continent.
See, it's in that dark spot to the right.
Here's Al. Here's France.
See, my math wins.
Super far.
No.
Super far.
It's not on this map either.
Right, because...
No.
There's Al. Grocery.
Yeah.
There's...
Now, South that's really Dakota. Tricky when they don't make further South Dakota a very distinguishable color from
I'm into it. I got it.
South
further
Dakota.
South Dakota's right
well,
there.
Well, I have another map.
Oh. Goodness. We have multiple
Do either
maps.
Of you have a headline?
What?
What? Are you not thrilled by the map discussion?
I am not on board with your attitude tonight, sir.
Or
Kat and I are playing with the green screen, and I would appreciate
I want my own goddamn green screen.
We're going to get it for you.
I have a feeling it's going to be on this TV in a minute.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Portable. Oh, we can do it.
Oh,
we could just get a chance.
I feel like our pre-show meeting is.
I feel like it's time to start having production meetings.
Oh, you do?
No.
Okay.
Ireland to decriminalize small amounts of drugs, including war on drugs is over.
They went full trait spotting on that forgiveness.
Yeah. I don't have the map, but I was thinking it was a lesser quality map. This is the better one.
Drug users in Dublin next year, followed shortly afterwards by other cities in Ireland, according to the minister in charge of the national drugs strategy.
You know, my impression of Ireland has come
changed.
Can we see your impression?
Yeah. That was your impression of Ireland?
I only had a second.
To be.
Yeah, he added this.
I added mariachi.
Oh.
I get very, very confused by Cinco de Mayo.
Coffee.
So, first, when Ireland said no more smoking, I thought we have just lost our collective minds on Earth.
Right.
Pubs.
Right.
They use peat for cookers or whatever the expression is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, using peat moss to cook their food.
And
like, these are crazy fuckers.
Right.
And they were like, but you know what? We're okay with
but
no
you know
cigarettes.
What? We don't need to.
Mine's a Catholic and really kind of proud of it.
And really all about it.
Or Protestant, because they're always at war over one or the other. So I don't know which one's which.
So now it turns out Ireland is the place that we need to move to.
They're like liberal.
Something go horribly wrong and we have to say the words President Trump. We all just hop up and find some Irish heritage.
Got it.
And I do too.
I've got all the classic trademarks.
Right. I'm sure there's some Irish in there somewhere. I got all the other European countries covered.
Well, you're white. I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'd let me in.
Blend
so then
right
we just,
in.
We just, if God forbid that ever happens, Guinness, like, I'm in.
They're not smoking. They
not smoking.
Seem to like their drinking.
They ended the war on drugs. Gay marriage.
And from
ahead
what I can
of the United
see, if you drive off the road, you just drive into a grassy knoll and all is fine.
And just like, tumble on down the hill.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
It is fancy.
It seems magically delicious.
And as anybody knows, if it's worth buying in green. So I'm pretty much locked in on the Irish theme.
Behind Al so that he shows
why?
Up.
Why? No.
Oh.
We can't even, that color won't even work.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't own a color that shows up at a green screen. It's been like the joke ever since Girls Will Be Girls.
I'll bet I know where you could borrow a black V-neck.
By the way, for those of you playing along at home, drinking word, fancy.
There is fancy. Now there's so much going on in this room. I mean, I know. I just have to drink to turn down the buzzing from all the monitors. There's like 5 iPads, 3 TVs.
Best show ever.
A gruesome story come out of Grand Haven, Michigan has residents at this small town shocked and disturbed.
Jeb!
Marjorie Reynolds, who is 91, was described as they walked by, but Reynolds had a more sinister nature, as neighbors are learning. After 19 missing neighborhood cats were found.
Oh my God.
Not just dead, however, but skinned and cured.
Oh.
With some of them made into purses. Yes. She explained to authorities in her recorded confession that she'd taken up a hobby of arts and crafts.
Well.
Reynolds said that the neighborhood would feed them, but it was when one of the neighborhood cats died that she brought it into the house and decided, well, we just won't have it go to waste. She said the first handbag turned out so beautifully that she kind of got hooked on it, she said. The police department said, quote, she is still denying that she killed any of the cats. It's just that they all have, quote, mysteriously died.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Cats is a whole lot of dead cats, he says. Reynolds reportedly has a history of dementia, and family members are saying that her mental issues have definitely played into her role as cat killer. In the Haven Senior Center, under mental evaluation.
So I guess pet therapy is not on her list.
I wonder if she has one of those bags with her. Is she carrying it?
Does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Mm-hmm. All the neighbors' cats have disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Never saw that show.
Sweeney Todd.
I know I was well aware.
All right.
Meats in the pies, and pies go meow.
Well played.
Where's your bell?
I'm going to allow it. God, we're all having trouble finding our bells. I think we all need small handheld mirrors.
Or castanets.
Can't find my bells. I know I'm near it.
But you know what's so funny about the bells still? I remember the day that I brought the bells in. Everybody thought it was a horrible idea. And what has it been? It's just been
a
blessing.
Like I told you, no shame even.
No, they have no shame. They have a lot of shit going on though, those bastards over there at the View. Kat, did you have any other stories to go in this segment? Or would you like them
I can, you know what,
save
I can
it?
Spread out the fun.
I like I am going to just let
yeah,
that go.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I do. I saw that bus get to the trains to the station.
Sorry, I was busy in the chat room.
I think it's time we can go over to our friend, what's his name? Al Perkins with our little, are you ready for entertainment?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, let's go like this. Here we go.
Entertainment!
Chris Rock will host the Oscars.
Peg in the meter.
Peg in the meter, whatever you're doing. I hit Peg. We've been off for 2 weeks, and the whole Adele has a new CD thing has gone from, like, mystery to 90th anniversaries. We had someone that I kind of like and kind of hate die. Movie recommendation. I have lots of questions about the networks of NBC and Universal.
Entertainment.
That's it.
Now go.
Now, the funny part was, as we left the studio last Tuesday, rumors were abounding. I don't know, wherever you write open letters and people find them. And it sounded like she had an album possibly coming out, and maybe there was going to be a single, and there was talk that this...
I didn't know there was any mystery surrounding this.
Oh, yeah. It happened
there was some speculation.
It happened
ahead
Tuesday
of time, yeah.
night into Wednesday 2 weeks ago, and then it went from, hello, 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 2 weeks. It's on sale on iTunes. Yeah. I was like, that was a fast minute. Yeah. I felt
everyone
like the whole
talked
world
about
was
it,
on crack, because we went through like 9 stages of grief. Oh. Over the Adele CD.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, they did.
Hello,
I didn't know
hello.
That. Hello, hello.
Hello.
It was up one.
I feel like I got an email today that, unless it was just hello, but maybe I bought hello separately from the album. I'm not sure. But I just thought that was very funny how fast that story progressed. And then the song Hello, a stunner. Like,
oh, it's fantastic.
Like, I thought maybe she had shot her wad on that last CD. I thought, well, that may be all we get from her.
Oh.
We'll go down the Lionel Richie path. But
oh, wait. What am I? Oh, hang on. I hit the wrong button.
Play.
Stand by.
Play.
What?
Hello.
And we hung up. There we go.
Hello.
Hello.
But it's just a gorgeous song.
It's beautiful.
Autumnal evening.
The remixes are fantastic too. I've been digging those up off of different websites as DJs have gotten a hold of them and they've
redone. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm enjoying the
we
hell
must
out
discofy
of them.
Everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing maybe left. Yeah, I'm sure he'll get to it too. Now that he's back
pants
in business.
Was it pants and coats?
Pants.
And
boots and pants.
Goats and pants. Boots and pants.
Chris Rock is set to host the Oscars again. He was funny the last time. I'm very happy. And mildly irreverent. He hits all the right notes, I think. When he does. I think this will be a second time. I feel like it's a third, but I couldn't find a second year that he hosted it. I felt like it would have been in the third time. Bohemian Rhapsody, as it turns out, were born on the same day.
Oh.
So this they've been making a big deal over the past month about Rocky Horror touring the movie being released on Halloween. Over the internet is Entertainment Weekly got the cast together for a photo shoot, the remaining cast, and they kind of talked to each other, and it turns out...
movie, and that's it.
Yeah, they did the movie. They had not stayed in touch very much, and there were some rumors over the years that Susan Sarandon... Well, there wasn't an Oscar because of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, people were never going to choose her name on a ballot because of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
And then there was a lot of talk that she was very embarrassed by it and would, like, be kept shut. Turns out all bogus... She never knew the movie was released. She was very sick when she got pneumonia when it was filmed.
I remember hearing that.
Because it was filmed under, like, just complaining constantly. The scene in the pool, it's actually cold and rainy, and they're freezing to death. And the doctor
wasn't that one of Ethel Merman's pools? Wasn't there a... I thought there was a connection to the old swimming movies to that one.
Yeah, she got had walking pneumonia through parts of the filming.
Mm.
And just a very big release. And I guess she was not in New York at the time. Or L.A., whatever city it was. She didn't know what got released and kind of forgot it existed. It was a paycheck. She did it. She was kind of embarrassed by it because she couldn't. And the funny story was she was doing The Tempest with Molly Ringwald when Molly Ringwald was like 14 or 15 years old. And Molly Ringwald was like, oh, I know who you are. And she was like, please. She was kind of like, what do you know me from? And when she told her Rocky Horror Picture Show, she's like, I've never seen that. Where did you see it? Video didn't exist yet.
Right.
It wasn't a medium.
Yeah.
Sure.
So Molly Ringwald, as a teenager, took Sade every weekend in New York. I think it was the Waverly, and showed it to her, and like the audience reaction. And Susan Sarandon was like, thought it was hysterical
because they acted the movie out.
But you know, but there was a movie ever. She had no idea. So then she made a movie a few years later with like Natalie Portman and all these girls who were in their teenage years, and they were talking about the start of their careers and actresses that she worked with. If they're in a place where they're playing the Rocky Horror, and she takes people to see it. To be like, or you could do this at the beginning of your career and then figure out what to do.
Right.
And she did. People thought she was being kind of vague. And she was like, I don't really have anything to say. Like, she was unaware for years of the phenomenon. And then when she was like...
I would venture to guess now, based on the fact that obviously there's downloads and there was DVD sales and so forth. But back in the day, like you said, there were no other mediums other than it was a legitimate screen. Mm-hmm. How would... For royalties and sales, how would they have ever tracked any of that?
I will check Box Office Mojo and see if it even... Because some movies don't even make the list on Box Office.
Now, VHS is back in the day.
Oh, but downloads, definitely with VHS, streaming. And they did a... They had a...
So she's got to have received residuals over the years from this. Has to have, I would think.
And what their contract was.
They may have just been a lump sum, get nothing out of it kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was a very strange thing in that she said she understood, like, once she was in on the... People always ask me the question, like, I was defensive, and she was like, it's fun. She's like, it's a funny thing that still, like, it should have died that weekend. Like, why is it still...
I would compare it somewhat to the story of... well, no, I guess you really can't compare the story, but I think of Faye Dunaway with Mommy Dearest, where... She does this movie and was supposed to be like the biggest thing of her, kind of a, on the same parallel as the difference is that she didn't know that she made this movie, had no idea that it actually had become anything. Right. She forgets about it and succeeds in spite of the movie.
Oh no, you have that backwards with Faye Dunaway. Oh,
She makes a movie, it's supposed to be a big thing, and then boom, it kills her. The reverse happens for Sarandon.
And a movie that her, although people, one of their queens taken down like that. That movie got bad-mouthed for...
Which one?
Called Joan Crawford.
Okay, so
Mommy Dearest. Like, people did not want to see that. And the Christina Crawford book was discredited fairly quickly in the equation. So people were really upset, and they thought it was kind of a bashing of one of the... That got bashed. But if you watch that, like, it's a balls-to-the-wall performance. And when it's often hard to find a leading actress in a movie that's not playing with another woman, that is a all-out one-actress lead role where she just chews on everybody. Like, she should get a lot more credit for that movie.
In the past week, there was something about... Oh, no. It's the supporting actress who plays opposite her. I guess it's her assistant in the movie. And it just is coming out, and apparently it talks about how Faye Dunaway was on set during the entire movie. Like, she stayed in character whole time.
She really thought that was going to be, like, her shining moment.
This is my shot.
And the fact that it sunk
this
the ship.
This is the moment.
Yeah, the fact that it sunk the ship, really. On that topic, Halloween 1975 Bohemian Rhapsody was released. And I just thought, what a fun day that would have been. Like, if you were really with it and on the know, you could have, like,
first time, you'd be
the coolest kid on the block in that story, I think. I just thought that was a weird coincidence that they both turned 40.
Yeah.
Of Someone I Hate died, Fred Thompson, actor, senator, who always has another, he's like an onion. You could peel away more of Fred Thompson and more stories come. See hearings, right, that you're about to say Watergate.
Yes.
As they were reviewing the Benghazi hearings and they were saying how biased they were and how unprofessional it was, they were showing Watergate, a serious story that brought down a president. And Fred Thompson was one of the lead attorneys.
Yeah.
And so all this for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a young Fred Thompson. And I'm like, wait, you're famous from Watergate?
Yeah, I was surprised when I watched the CNN The 70s series.
Yeah.
Cut to him, the voice was unmistakable, and obviously he looked pretty much the same. Back then, I was like, God damn, you've been around longer than I ever imagined.
Yeah, and to have such a respect, Watergate hearings went.
And then I Googled him, because Mom and I were talking about this just the other day. He was on, I want to say, was it Law and Order for 20?
He was a legit U.S. senator, right, like for 8 years. He said, I miss Hollywood, and went back. He's in, I know him from The Hunt for Red October.
And for those of you who watched
Hollywood to go, and then he ran for president in 2008, and sadly, if he had won and gone for a second term, he would not have lived through it, because... We're still in what would have been the middle of his second term.
We're talking about, and you may only know him from cable TV runs a lot of commercials that he's in. He was a spokesperson for many years for Second Mortgages.
I wrote something funny I thought it was funny on Facebook.
Was it fancy?
Yeah, it was fancy. On Facebook, that I was like, I hope I don't want to ever be old enough to.
But if you watch TV and there's a reverse mortgage thing where he talks about it, and he actually buys a news, walking down a sidewalk, he buys a newspaper from a newspaper salesman named Jesse. And he says, hey, isn't that right, Jesse? And he flips a quarter at him. Not now.
Maybe not today.
Sadly, quarter flipping duties.
Right.
Done.
Finished. Right. Yes.
So, I mean, it was just really weird. And so, like, really enjoyed him and all that he did, and then
it was a
his run for president kind of tarnished my goodwill towards him, because I really thought he took some like cheap shots during his run, his brief run for president. But I was kind of focusing, I know, about the Watergate thing at the time, but I knew from his senatorial days that he was very moderate, like he seemed very agreeable, like we disagreed on some things, but I liked him on
and
other things.
And he was, just, because I was trying
oh,
to...
Oh, I didn't.
I'll look at it. You can continue
lady
on.
Lady never asked.
Whatever.
Oh, where should we go next week? Is he dead or isn't he dead? Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Do you know the answer? Is he dead or isn't
well,
he
there
dead?
Is a spoiler fans, it's called Spoiler Walking Dead, and look for Walking Dead, and it's a Facebook page where they like stalk them on set.
Okay.
So go to that page and you'll get some answers on there, but the credits, which makes us think that maybe what people are guessing is wrong. But it was very upsetting. Wow. It was a very upsetting death
all
on
over,
the show.
All over Twitter.
Oh, yeah. And it was one of those last 10 minutes of that show, because I just could not believe how poorly handled it was. So I'm hoping that it wasn't true. But it was really riveting television.
Fred Thompson was in his early to think. I mean, I'm 46 and I'm like, I'm not even prepared to do that. And you're 31, 32 years old doing it. That's crazy.
A very smart guy. And then in, I guess we'll do a little bit of politics. Is still, what? Oh yeah, he's the host this week for his second time. He is the host. There is a lot of backlash coming from other presidential candidates saying that he's getting, you know, everyone
unfair
else, everyone gonna,
that he gets to host. Sure.
Yeah. And he's going to. You're going to come out good in it, like at some point, because you have to stand there and be in the sketches
and have a sense of humor and play along. Yeah.
Oh,
yes, right. I mean, you just don't know how it's going to play. But he's an old friend of Lorne Michaels, and
he's been
on there at least once. I did and got through it. I vaguely remember it as being okay, but I just think it's a bad idea on everybody's part. Like, if he seriously is going to be what makes it seem not serious, and for the rest of the people it's not fair, like it's really
you
odd this
you
way.
Know there yeah, was
it's very odd
there was oh. similar backlash when they decided to have Sarah Palin on the show too, though. Like, there was a whole lot of apprehension. I recently read Tina Fey's book.
Oh, okay.
apprehension, according to her book, about having Sarah Palin on the show too. So I kind of see where they're going with it, because it was a lot the same thing. Like, they were friendly with McCain and they decided, because they were afraid of Sarah Palin being booed when she was on the show.
Right.
Because she was so hated. So there was, I don't know, I think it's an interesting
but,
choice
oh my
for
God,
Saturday
did they
Night
do
Live.
Her right?
Oh, sure.
They don't know. That is where we get, oh no.
I can see Russia from my house?
No, I get them mixed up. Adele is on the episode where Tina Fey.
It is SNL where we get that from.
But Adele got famous because of Sarah Palin's connection to SNL. I just don't remember if it was the one where Tina Fey was the host, or if it was the one that Sarah. That's why that, because she no one had heard of her, and she was the musical guest.
Oh, so she was
the musical
a lot of viewers.
Guest. She was the musical guest on the interview with Couric.
Okay, so that was Tina Fey.
She was
Fey
the
as
musical
host.
Guest, right?
Tina Fey was host, and that's why Adele that "Chasing Pavement" song. Mm-hmm. There was so many more. That was one of their highest rated shows in years.
Gotcha. I didn't realize the musical guest
just met the level. Like, people were like, okay, not only is SNL hitting on every
this
mark,
lady singing,
this lady.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
So that's very controversial. And there's two movies about boats coming out. And
she wasn't the host. Michael Phelps was the host. Anyway, carry on.
Oh, okay. So it was just that time that she did. No. The first time she did Palin. Because, yeah, maybe. Because
it was the season premiere.
Oh, yeah. Season premiere. And everyone had been kind of mentioning it coming up in casual, what was at the time, new Facebook. So anyways, I can't remember what the other one is. The other one has a hot man, and but I've talked about this book for a couple years now. It's called In the Heart of the Sea, one of the best books I ever read. And it's the true story of the sailors on the Moby Dick. It's taken from the first mate on the ship's diary that he wrote.
Mm-hmm. Journal, if you will.
Journal.
Let's
see. Oh,
more,
fancy.
Yeah, fancy. And it's directed by Ron Howard. It has a Hemsworth brother. I don't know one from the other, but one of them's in it, and he looks good. But a whale, it's Moby Dick comes from the story of this shipwreck. But the movie...
Chris Hemsworth.
But the movie takes place is about the shipwreck and how rescued and saved and all the damage that they do to the environment as they
on their way
cross the ocean. That there's stuff that's damaged from them still. Like this wreck was infamous for so many different these people and nothing has ever grown again because they burned the fucker down on accident. Like
And
so the book is a really interesting read if you're into that kind of like into the ice something like that. I wrote a whole book about it. I read another book about the ship that tried to go up the West Coast years and how that all went wrong. So I love these stories about 1800s because they had such a different perspective on life, and it's really interesting to read them because like they expected cannibalism. For you to live on a lifeboat for a really long fucking time, and then eventually you were going to eat someone. Like, they just knew that they weren't going to see their loved ones. They would leave from Massachusetts, and they would keep, down at the bottom of the world around South America, and they would go on these expeditions that were so long and so treacherous. And like, not a big deal.
What else?
Almost like you had to have a second ship following you with food to make it around
with
through
people.
This. Yes. and a rotisserie.
It is one of the most. It's a beautifully written book. And the other one that is called, I think it's called Into the Ice. I have that at home. It was the last like hardcover book that I read to support a really nice book. But the other movie is about. It's about a famous rescue. It's very Perfect Storm-ish, and everybody knows that if the Perfect Storm comes on any channel, I'm just done, and I'm going to lie to you and tell you that I'm watching the Perfect Storm.
I love that one.
I love that movie, and this movie seems very Perfect Storm-ish. Yeah, in the realm of. I don't know which one to go next. Let's finish this off. I want to chime in the last part. So two movies are Brandis Crisis from George Clooney and
Not doing well,
but really a fun movie. Like if you liked Argo, this be your movie about politics.
What country is she?
Bolivia. It takes a true story based on strategists like the one guy I'm convinced is Carville.
Carville.
Is him from the Clinton campaigns because he's bald and he's kind of that's who he reminds me of. And then the Sandra Bullock character, and they're both working for two different candidates in a Bolivian election. And it just really shows you how two actual politics elections are.
Oh,
it's just about manipulation, and you just feel dirty watching it. But it's a great movie. Very documentary stylish of like we're just the behind the scenes, like it's kind of like fun. If you like Sausage, don't ask
the
how it's made.
The seedy underbelly.
Oh, and it's really like so many times. Yeah,
the fancy underbelly.
Fancy underbelly. You really is a. Can I cleanse myself of the filth that is this movie? But it's very interesting, lighthearted, a fun way to look at a very serious one. I was surprised that it bombed because it's Sandy Bullock just doing what she does best. Like,
well, they were
what's
saying,
the name of the movie again?
Didn't it just open?
Our Brand is Crisis.
Didn't it just open this weekend?
Yeah, just this
one
weekend.
One of the things that I heard, and again, of course, the box office numbers, but it was also, if I'm not mistaken, the lowest box office of any Sandra Bullock movie to date.
Right, but it's still going to be on Sandy. WGN and TBS when
right,
you're in a hotel
room. Maybe next weekend it ups the ante in her movie.
Yeah, and I would hope so because it really is. I mean,
I would like
also,
to see it.
As I like to. Tell
I feel
people,
like that positive review is really going to bump the box office.
Yeah, movies that are
you
okay to rent.
Home.
This is you can see this. There's no reason to rush out.
Right.
You know what I mean? At your
it's
leisure.
Not like the visuals of the movie,
right?
Are
like
so...
The Walk or The Martian. This is not that movie. Don't get excited. And then my other review, and if Joe is still listening, he invited me to go see Steve Jobs last week. All I knew about him was he was kind of a dick. That was the like I never read a whole book about him, but just from the dust cover, I got. This guy's a dick.
I saw the Ashton Kutcher movie.
Very, very different tone.
Interesting.
This was written by Aaron Sorkin, who gave us The Newsroom.
All of the things.
The West Wing. Everything.
Beverly Hills 90210.
The Facebook. I don't think Beverly Hills 90210.
No, it was another Aaron.
He wrote. He wrote the movie with Jack Nicholson and You Can't Handle the Truth. He wrote that movie.
Oh, got it.
Spelling.
Aaron Sorkin. Fast. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks like that. Dialogue. Mm-hmm. Danny Boyle, one of Buddy Early and I's favorite directors, he has a misstep, the one miss, I forget the name of, brilliant director who makes you forget that you're watching Aaron Sorkin, because most of the time you're watching Aaron Sorkin, you're just being clubbed on the head by Aaron Sorkin.
Oh my God, West Wing, I love West Wing.
Yeah, right. talk and walk.
Martin Sheen.
But at some point,
so
somebody needs to pee or breathe. Like, there just becomes an unrealistic amount of talking unless you're on as much coffee as he is.
Have you listened to this show?
Fair point.
Are we produced by Aaron Sorkin?
Yeah.
Could Carry be. On. Counterpoint.
But I have to tell you, it was almost Shakespearean in its greatness. Like, this
wow.
was a masterpiece of a movie that has stayed with me for like old it, as a biopic or a biography picture, if you don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Epic fail, because according to this, the guy lived 3 days, a total of like 18 hours. Like, it may be real life. They never tried to portray it as a real life portrait of a man. This was just 3 days where it was
product
just,
launches, wasn't it?
Right, they pick on him, and everybody just talks for the 3 days that he's going through it. Right. But it was very, like, three separate acts. They ignore other wives. I think this is a movie that 40 years from now, when you have no idea who he is, you'll just watch and think, like, we all watch a play about Richard III. Like, oh, maybe that was... What a way to present somebody probably on the scale somewhere. Starting off, being a dick. In the middle, being what the fuck he is and like what people see him as. Very interesting character study. Did not work at all, but I just thought it was a fantastic piece of fiction and so well written. And who knows, maybe did everything but say My Kingdom for a Horse in this movie. That's a must see. However you get to it, that screenplay will stay with you for a long time. It's nice. Just, you can actually breathe like, okay, I'm like, it doesn't, you know, how Steven Spielberg, you know you're watching a Steven Spielberg movie because the sun has to set on a beautiful angle. But this really, like, in a really nice way. So now we'll get to what we're all going to talk about. Okay, who the fuck is CNBC?
They're one of the family of networks from the NBC.
Sure.
Ready to watch the debates. We were like 10, 15 minutes into the Rachel Maddow show, and I'm like,
that's MSNBC.
Where's the debates?
It's on CNBC.
Like Sports NBC that they made up during the Olympics. NBC just makes up networks when they need one. That's why they call it the networks of NBC and Universal.
Yes.
Because tomorrow there's going to be a... So I'm like, I don't know these moderators. I don't know what's going on. That debate was a hot fucking mess from the very first table.
Right.
Because I had not learned that there was a CNBC yet. This was, if we were, you know, pre-knowing what a Kardashian was what I was that minute.
Mm-hmm. You have a program guide.
I didn't know they were saying that all the time. You just hear NBC. You just think CNN,
what have
Fox.
We learned? What have we learned? Listening is
follow
fundamental.
Follow-up questions.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Reading is...
Like Fox, CNN, MSNBC. These are the three biggies. Not... They didn't go to CNN
Bojo.
On CNN.
You mean Headline News?
Oh.
Like, they didn't go to Fox Business. They were on Fox News. They were on the flagship news station. What the fuck is... Your what did he say? The first question. Your political campaign is almost like a comic book character or something like that. That's like, even I was like, you should walk out. And I was like, okay, who are these people? What channel am I watching? And why would you say that? Make your first question? He said fairy tale comic books.
I thought it was
like
comic book character. I mean, I'm sure we can Google it. And
but it was so like off the rails of like, that's not a question. You just called.
Even I went
fully into like Kim from Kentucky banning gay marriage of like, that's just, it's not a question of you. What the fuck is CNBC? Did it exist before?
CNBC is the financial network of the NBC family.
Oh, where the tard comes from. The one that's always, because they're always, their business is always in trouble, and they always have that guy on there, Jim Cramer, that I thought was fake.
No, he has a legitimate show
on
CNBC. Network was real.
Because I always look from MSNBC.
Holy smokes, Bullwinkle.
There you go.
All right.
Aaron, I had no idea.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
Since good work.
Yeah. Very good. Wow.
But luckily, it's like one station up on the guide channel, so when I hit guide to find out, you know, I was going forward on MSNBC to find the debates, thinking maybe I don't understand.
It's one of these. Oh, I mean, I probably don't have it on this one.
So anyone else? I mean, you're gonna go to a break, and then we got to come back and talk about that. 4 degrees in here now, so we got to talk about that, right?
What, yes. Not the temperature.
That's an all-skate.
Oh,
God. He is a destructive boy tonight. All right, kids, we are, I don't know, we got an hour left.
Two-thirds done.
I got a full pot of coffee. He's got wine, and what are you sucking on over there? It's regular coffee. In a holiday mug.
In a holiday cup.
All right, kids, 1 hour to go. We're going to talk more about this. There's a couple things that Al didn't bring up in the entertainment that I thought he would. A segment coming from you.
Like three topics, yeah.
Very exciting. Won't you stick with us? I mean, really, you got nothing else to do.
At this point, you might.
By the way, happy Wednesday morning to those of you on the other side of the world.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for...
Boys and girls, welcome. We call this Hour 3, and you call it the last
the
hour
of the...
You call it the last hour of the hostage crisis. Studio C in lovely downtown Phoenix, Arizona. As you can see from behind Kat Carlson is a lovely shot of the downtown.
Is that Mr. Wilson? Hi. He's walking his dog.
I do like a cracker.
We have to get some other, Like we'd have to be at the Arizona Center downtown. We could be at
the Taj Mahal.
The hall. Oh, we could be at all kinds of places. Watching the delay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're in the middle of... You left the lights on in the bathroom. I'm like, what the hell? Why are we wasting power? Anyway, anywho, we're in the middle of a... Turn it all on. Lighten up the world.
Turn on your heart lights.
Yeah.
It's on the same circuit.
Because I can't see you in this dark chamber.
We're in the middle of... The CNBC debates, which Al just found out that CNBC is a network of the family of NBC networks.
And Universal.
So we found out about
that. And Latter-day Saints.
And then moderated. It's not a debate. It is a town. Is it like a town hall gathering of the Democrats?
Town halls usually work a little better in everyone's favor because you will go around and hand the microphone off to people. It seems a little scary because you're unprepared.
And isn't it in the round?
In the Ralph Donahue show.
They're not calling it a town hall. They're just calling it a forum.
Forum.
So, I mean, that usually works out better for the candidates because they get to answer someone's question directly and, give their name back. And their answers are usually to be a little bit longer. And they usually play better. I think it might be the number of Republicans in the field, both races, the last couple of years.
Oh,
but then when they do open up a forum type is where in... the year that I think it was 2012, where they booed and the Republican audience, one of the questions came from a gay soldier who was currently serving, and the audience booed him.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
That kind of shit comes up where the audience doesn't, usually a smaller crowd. Well, and I don't mean in the audience, I mean on the stage.
Oh,
we're
right.
At such, unmanageable.
According to, where am I? According to the Huffington Post from late last week, the forum with Rachel Maddow is not an official debate. Candidates, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley.
Who's hot. No getting around that
good
fact.
Good
to
know.
Oh.
He's our age and he's good looking.
According to the release, a number of issues, including the economy, policing, policying, I don't know, and the state of the Democratic Party in the South. The forum is not discussions with each of the candidates rather than a moderated group discussion. So it feels
it's a little bit of softball, but they should. But
based on this, it looks like it's just going back and forth.
And the thing about it is the RNC had their chance. Their first debate was on Fox, and Trump whined about it because he did about it. That's your gimme. If you can't get through the hand job that is a Fox News fancy fest, you don't have a chance later on a night. And I don't know. I don't know anything. I've never heard of the station. So I'm assuming if it's a financial channel that it might be more conservative. But based on those horrifying, I don't know where I read that. Check your fucking source.
Yes, that was horrible.
And she was right. She was absolutely right in her question because and she was correct. She just didn't write down her source and have it in front of her. Did say that about Facebook. Ben Carson is involved with the pharmaceutical company that's cancer, and he got the surgery for fun.
He did make the statements.
All their facts were true. They just were so ill-equipped to handle real life that they failed on everything. They haven't done my now.
I'm working on it.
And I have questioned this for the last few months, and I think we even talked about it on here. Not gambling and not illegal and not taxed like gambling. And somebody said,
they've actually been in hot water this year. I read an article in passing about how they were shutting down Fantasy King and one other because of some gambling gray area and some litigation that was happening.
Because it's
like off-track betting.
It was, and because they had failed so often, what was kind of an interesting question to one of the candidates about how you're going to handle this nightmare that's coming up, you know, gambling addicts. You're taking something that's already taken over to like a cult, but now it's got this weird other component, and it is gambling. Like, it has to be like licensed and taxed, and somehow it's getting through the loopholes. I thought it was a kind of an interesting question, points on saying, why are you asking about my fantasy football? Like, it seems so inappropriate, but I was like, that actually wasn't a bad question. But again, whoever you...
Yeah.
Right, and my father would say you fucked up a one-car funeral.
The party line on those things is that it's a game of skill. You're skillfully predicting blah, blah, of your influence involved in whether or not you win or lose at fantasy football. Like, you have to make the choices.
But so
you
is
have
poker.
To make the drafts. Right. But in poker, you're...
Oh, I want this card. Right. It would be better if I had all hearts. Yeah,
If you drafted in poker and first draft had the option to pick any card that they want, and it kind of went round robin, like, I think they might be able to... clearly, I'm a lawyer today. They might be able to argue that that's a game of skill, because then you can skillfully...
Okay,
all right,
everybody from the night of the thing. And you know, one other weird thing, Carly Fiorina had a pretty good debate night. She's now back down to 3%. Like,
she got the
bait performance, but I think people are realizing, like, bitch, you ain't got no experience doing nothing. Like, the same as Carson and Trump, but she's not crazy like them.
Right.
Because I think you need, and her Planned Parenthood ideas are batshit, but the rest of it, she's not as crazy. Like, she's not nuts.
She's just wrong.
Watch her drop back down to 3%. Like, I was like, okay, that wasn't okay.
All right. So I saw none of it. So maybe you can shed some light on what happened.
Maybe I can illuminate the power, because it seems to shut the shit down.
Don't illuminate the bathroom.
Yeah, I can't illuminate the bathroom. We're peeing in the dark, people. Know where your parts are.
All right. So the first one, filed 15 memorable quotes from the Republican debate. Quote number one, the left is trying to turn the American dream into a European nightmare. Bobby Jindal.
Uh-huh.
The left is trying to turn the American dream into a European
nightmare. Oh, yeah. But what does that mean?
I don't even know.
Your summer.
Seriously. And why would we pretend that we're Canadian while we're there? Next quote, the number two guy went to the Soviet Union on his honeymoon, and I don't think he ever came back. I'm not even sure what that means, but I'm in. More Lindsey Graham. He says, make me commander-in-chief and this crap stops.
Yeah. Well, you know who...
Put that on a poster.
Kane's girlfriend, Lindsey Graham, really is good at debates, but cannot get a toehold in. And many times, except for the fact that Lindsey Graham, like John McCain, was a complete and total warmonger. Lindsey Graham makes some valid points, and the fact that he says, like, let's all just get drunk and sit down and talk about it, like, there's some real merit making deals with Reagan, like, and Nancy, let's face it.
I feel like CNN got this next one wrong. It must be from some other debate. It says that's the solution, and change.
No, that's Kasich.
No. George Pataki.
Oh, George Pataki, right.
That's an even more fun game. From now on, you just tell me.
Yeah, which people said it, but... Yeah, that's Pataki, because Pataki's New York, so he has to believe in climate change. Like, you can't be from New York and be part of the Noah's Ark is why I'm running for president.
Yeah,
did you hear that from Ben Carlson today? That's fancy.
Shut up, he said that?
Somebody Google that shit.
I'm doing it right now.
I think...
On the quiz?
If the... You
yes, sir?
Let the people know. I think we're back. You can...
To the people, we're back.
Give me my next statement.
A true conservative wants to create a level playing field. That's what government was supposed to do. When it comes to our manufacturers, the level playing field is not in the United
States. Challenge. That feels like Jeb, but I don't know.
It's sure not Jeb. It's Rick Santorum. Watch the loser's bracket. Okay. I'm too trusting, and when they let me down, if they let me down, I never forgive.
Oh, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That was, think of running for president as a job interview. Tell me your greatest weakness. Okay, almost legit. It almost is a nice...
Okay. No. Mine always is I care too much.
Right. But we all know we go with bullshit answers.
Well, and, fuck yeah.
And I think they eliminated, like, I care too much. They gave it. So we were off to an okay start with that
I'm
opening.
A workaholic.
And it gave them an opening statement to maybe, like, present their frailties.
Sure.
I really did think mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. I was wrong.
Oh, sad.
I was wrong.
This quote says, folks, we've got to wake up. We cannot elect somebody that does not.
I mean, that could be any one of them.
Kasich.
Oh.
Yeah. How about this one? They say there's no $19 trillion bipartisan debt, and it continues to grow.
Ooh, Rand Paul.
Gloom and doom.
Rand Paul.
No. Sweaty McSweaterson Rubio.
Oh, God, that's fancy and sold. I'm going to celebrate with a dry cracker.
Sorry, that's all I got left.
Oh, no, that was a good one. Ah. Yeah. The number of TVs in this room and tell me that the bathroom 120 volt just turned this tide.
It was the
there are 12 light. Lamps in there on full at 7.
It's in the bathroom than there are in the studio.
In my defense, it's so bright in there, I close my eyes when I pee because nobody wants to see that kind of shit.
There's a dimmer switch. You don't host to 10. Take it down to like 2.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I do. I close my eyes. I use my self-imposed dimmer switch.
You don't want to see yourself either?
Yeah, no. No one knew.
We'll do two more. Are you invested yet? Hey, we're back on.
The stream, the live.
All right, so I was really expecting more from the two of you, but because of the power outage.
Oh, that is weird. Hey, look.
Oh, what's that? Because that camera died.
God, oh, the camera died.
Let it go. All right, so let's start with.
Let's move on to something else.
I'll work on
Cat Carlson segment.
Oh, Cat Carlson
segment.
Shit on
segment. This!
All right. You know what? I'm actually going to segue into, let's go here. You mentioned a couple of books, and I don't know, listeners may or may not know. Sure, it can be found on Facebook. It's a book club for semi-grown-up adults.
Not frozen anymore.
Hey, we're back alive.
Magical. Fucking magical.
Johnny Five is alive.
Very good. I even cut that. Non-moviegoer.
Oh.
All right. So I started this Facebook page as probably like an after-show drunk. Actually kind of into it. And I started it to kind of encourage myself to start reading again. And as it turns out, I have some friends that are willing to play along. So if you're willing to play along for a book a month, like that doesn't seem unreasonable. And we can chat and everything. So the book I've chosen for the month of November, which just started the other day.
For those of you keeping score.
And then they'll just keep coming, like, hello, hello.
Yeah.
Nero joined the book club. I believe Bag of Nope may have at least liked the page. There's some fairly regularly. So the book for November is After Alice. It's by the author who wrote the book Wicked. Barry McGuire. So it's from the author of Wicked. It's just released. It's brand new. It just came out on October 27th. So you'll be one of the first to read it amongst your social being the first.
Sure.
And I'm
cutting
kind of,
edge.
I'm kind of excited about it because it's fancy. Along the same lines as Wicked. It's the mm-hmm. it's the parallel story to our Alice in Wonderland. Perspective of her friend Ada and continues on through
who was Ada in that story?
Well, she was the a friend of Alice's. She's mentioned like once I think in the Disney to be a little bit more familiar with maybe the book and the larger story. To really get it, but I don't think you're going to need to be like an Alice in Wonderland aficionado.
And I have to say with him, he's a very challenging writer mm-hmm. because he's happy with writing ambiguous characters.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating.
I'm not sure. It might be no, that I hate it, but let's but embark on a journey together.
I think he makes for a very interesting conversation if you read his books with friends. And I did with Wicked.
I don't remember either.
But because the characters are so ambiguous, it leads to great conversations because there's no cut and dry, like, I'm good, I'm...
What's up with Elphaba? I'm not really sure.
Right, and when you read the... when you see the musical of Wicked, it is not... It's very. It's not like the book at all.
Yeah, the book
Elphaba
Wicked
is very, very political, and she makes up her mind very early, her course of action. In mm-hmm. the book, you're never quite sure.
Yeah, there's a little more, like...
You're never like, oh, she's really good.
The chat room is asking if she can suggest...
Absolutely.
And absolutely. Suggest away.
Yeah, I plan to carry on with this for some time. And so, absolutely. You know, I'm going to try and hit various genres because not everyone reads one genre. And
right.
Not everyone. You know, so I'm going to try and hit, like, interesting things that might be something to talk about. And we might love some of them. Who cares?
Yeah.
But it's a little play along kind of fun.
I find that I don't finish famous people's books.
Mm-hmm.
More than I finished them.
Yeah. And Drew mentioned in the chat room because I had, when I first started the page, I had kind of thrown some fun books out there to kind of start people reading, and mostly because I was starting to read them. And Drew trying to finish Amy Poehler's book. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. And I actually bailed out on Amy Poehler's book. Like, I was kind of, I don't think it's as funny as I wanted it to be. And by the way, if you
I read the first one and I really thought it was
the
funny.
Second one is a little more grown up, but also hilarious. And then I read Tina Fey's book, which was good, not quite as hilarious, but still like really good read.
Aaron, I'm with you.
If I don't leave after Alice is on Audible, like listen to it.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a major book out there
that doesn't have
that's not an Audible. Like if you're going to if you're going deep into the major release, almost everything's on audiobook now. Yeah. Like. Across the line, if it got an audiobook, like if you go to something more obscure, like, and I think like In the Heart of the Sea may not have an audiobook, and it's one of those books that you read it because it's 150, they're all dead, like even if they didn't die in the book, they're dead now,
still gonna die,
so right. You know, whales are kind of in trouble, but it,
sure,
but if you read it, it's got so much. There's so many different genres, and I'm willing to start. My day job so stops ways. Tomorrow at 5, and then
all right.
I'm available for reading again.
Yeah, and however you get to it, whether you know, I read all means order it, if you're an audiobook, whatever, but play along if you like, and that's November's book, so.
Yeah,
We'll talk about that a little bit. Why not?
And I don't know a lot. I've read it as a child, but it's in the file curious of things that got thrown out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sure. Sure, but I think it'll be fun. We'll move on from things, and I hope you noticed this and observed it today. Today was National Sandwich Day here in the United States.
Oh, I read something on the Facebooks about it.
In a rare day, I was sandwich free.
I had two.
Oh, well, you made up for at least one of us.
Right. So I tried to have three, but I was running late. Well,
earlier she said nothing happened, but right, all of a sudden, now she's fancy.
One power outage and it all comes back to you now.
Oh, Celine.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me. A little to the left, please.
Okay. So I was very excited. I woke up today and it was National Sandwich Day, and my good friend Rob and I share a love of sandwich. Yeah. Because every time him and I say, oh my God, let's have sandwiches, she goes, ugh.
What is her option? What is her alternative?
You can, I don't know, hold something it with on your a tortilla. Hand. It's like, the perfect food.
Well, it's versatile.
Fucking portable food is, I'm on board.
Right. And so I woke up very excited about sandwiches.
Okay. Oh, yep. That's good. You're doing. I like where you're going with this.
Made to order from the QT like lunch counter thing that they do.
Okay.
Yeah. All very right. Nice. I had a very bacon, nice. Egg, and cheese croissant. And then I got to the school and the book fair, and you know, I talked to some folks and I said, "Oh my God, it's National Sandwich Day. We need some sandwiches." And so we decided to get Jimmy John.
Yeah. How freaky fast was it?
It was freaky fast.
Okay.
Oh, and today was you act like you've never heard my voice before.
No, I didn't expect you to light up on this topic. Is what I was.
No, because Subway did their whole.
Oh, I missed that.
Subway did that, and people were
because of National Sandwich Day.
Somebody posted, and a friend of mine from, I think he lives in New York. I can't remember if he lives in New York and Connecticut.
This is going to be a Jared reference.
He said, people at the office are going nuts like it's a fucking national holiday. Like, people were acting like a free sandwich from their, in the lobby of his building must be a Subway, because clearly there was anarchy going on, according to his text. And there was, like, photos to go along with it. And it was hysterical. And natural sandwich day.
Sammy day.
You make me feel like a natural sandwich. Okay, so I was gonna
sandwich.
You make me feel.
What in the hell is going on?
Like a.
Okay, so I was gonna finish out the day with my favorite PB&J on homemade bread.
Mm.
Deliciousness. And I was gonna,
everyone's favorite. If you could toast that bread.
Right. I was gonna bring a loaf of bread sitting on the counter. But sadly, apparently we've acquired a mouse, and that motherfucker ate.
Oh!
No shit. Like, ate through the package into the bread, and there's a big giant.
That's an exterminator.
Oh, yeah. No, we put out traps. No. That motherfucker will be dead by the end of the week.
Or cats.
The cat is the reason that motherfucker's in the house.
Why?
Because it brought it in.
Here's what my cat does. My birds and things, and brings them alive into my house. So
look
that
what
I
have brung to the house.
Right.
No.
So yeah, so I was going to have the PB&J. So I was like, okay, no problem. Guess who just introduced a PB&J Red Cup Starbucks?
Yes.
They were out.
Okay, let me, two things. First, you know I'm the first in line to the evil kingdom that is Starbucks, because I am so deaf, dumb, and blind when it comes to the good people of Seattle Starbucks. Second, I squealed like a pig the other day.
Would you like to give us an example? There.
Okay, I did not squeal like a pig. I shrieked like a girl is how I want to say that then. Now that I've been introduced to a pig.
On the Starbucks marquee, the PB&J.
I saw it in the counter, and I'm like, ah, but I don't want one. It was the wrong, it was not the PB&J time of day, but I was very excited. And it served on a fancy bread. Yeah. Like, oh, it's
but
all done.
But according to the woman at the drive-thru, they run out very early.
Oh.
So perhaps you should buy yours
ahead. I'm not sure if I saw the actual sandwich or just the sign when my squeal hit. Listeners, the Starbucks at 7th Avenue in Osborne has their head so far up their ass that if you don't walk in the restaurant and hold them hostage and make direct eye contact, they'll...
You know what? They do it to me all the time.
This is the worst Starbucks...
Write down Starbucks as a...
I know that location because it's on my way to work and I stop there all the time on a regular basis.
Right by the old Korean Methodist Church.
Medium roast.
Is it because you don't know their language if you don't order it like she just did?
Tall pike with light ice. All I want
I'm sorry. That black, is parlance. Like, I could quote that.
Black coffee... Slightly above room temperature. That's what I...
If you got it above
I under
this room
a venti
temperature,
drip,
it's gonna be cold.
A venti drip. And they fuck it up. Mm. And it comes with like 17 questions. That thing over there... And then I don't know what you mean. Like,
right.
Venti drip. 20-ounce drip coffee. Put it in the cup. Get it in my car. I drink it black. There'll be hostages in a second. And hostages.
Oh.
7th Avenue in Osborne.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
What do you do?
And my last visit to them for the year because I quit my job. It's my last day with those motherfuckers.
Oh, good.
You know, there's other...
Good.
Other...
Not on a day shift day. It's a right turn in, right turn out.
Oh, I see what you're
on
doing.
It's on 7th. Just in case there's one on... Oh, there is one on 7th Street in Osborne. It's the one inside the Safeway.
How are 7th you
Avenue.
Right
oh, 7th
in.
Avenue in Osborne. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're doing Indian school. I see how you're doing it. Okay,
yeah, right turn.
Right.
When I was in nursing school, that on the way to wherever I was going for clinicals, had a Starbucks with a drive-thru, right turn in, right. And I would cut down my swear words based on Starbucks. And if they had the very fancy at the time, drive-thru.
Mm.
Now they're not as rare as they used to be. But
now they're on every corner. No pun
sweet
intended.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Pretty close. All right. This one that I pulled out for headlines.
We really
never
do
got
shit
to.
Over all your
we
stories.
We shit all over
yeah.
all of it. I love it.
I just gave you my whole nursing school philosophy on coffee for no reason. There's no reason to listen to that.
Because we talked about Starbucks
Thanks,
for a minute.
Thanks, Al.
We started with sandwiches. Abused alcoholic monkey beats his addiction. That's right. Escaping the...
Thank God the monkey is alive! Wait a minute. That sounds like a metaphor. What are you doing? Beating my addiction?
Escaping the clutches of alcoholism is never easy, and it certainly wasn't for Nicholas, who had to go on antidepressants to cope with a treatment center in Chile. He has finally been able to get back to what he does best, being a monkey.
Oh.
Nicholas, a tufted capuchin monkey,
well.
Which is the same kind of monkey that Ross got on Friends, in case you were wondering.
Oh.
Was abused in captivity by his owners. Abused themselves by teaching him to smoke cigarettes and giving him alcohol.
Oh.
They liked to see his reactions when he drank. He became more aggressive, and that made them laugh.
In a strange to have audio.
Oh,
yeah.
What the hell was that? Oh, wait, wrong. Hang on.
Oh,
wait. Wait, I have to silencio this one. But I have audio from the monkey. Is a snippet
live from when he was
shut
in
the monkey when I fucking find him! When I fucking... I'm gonna fucking... He's a dead fucking man!
Didn't know that we had that in our archives.
Not sure why.
Had his fangs removed. Was made to drink so often he became addicted.
Oh.
Ooh.
Today, the small brown monkey, who gets camera shy when journalists...
Racist.
...is one of about 150 illegally trafficked animals recovering from various forms of abuse at the primate rehabilitation...
Abuse
center.
And addiction.
Primate rehabilitation. It's not a 12-step program.
In
I
Malibu.
Should know.
Yeah, I was,
they tried
I was
to make
member.
Him go to rehab, and
he said, no!
No!
Oh! She went literal, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Primate on us. Try to make her go to rehab. Wow. Have you been waiting on that all day?
Sitting on that one for 2.5 hours.
Golly.
Waiting to just make that
very
monkey
good.
Noise.
So how's Nicholas now?
Oh,
fangless and dry.
He's center. His case is not an isolated one, though. Alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs are the most common things abusive owners give to monkeys because they see it as a game.
Wow, I just can't...
Like, there was a smoking monkey in there.
Yeah, they
it
honestly...
It was fucking hilarious.
They honestly think they're animal lovers. No. And they like, oh, look, the monkey will drink this. Yeah, but you shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. One monkey was even taught to steal... Well, another, an
I've
aging
seen those
female,
movies.
Was subjected to hormone treatments in a laboratory.
Well, I don't agree with him, but I've heard of those things. Hey, watch him drink a beer as opposed to putting him in a lab and subjecting him to
treatments like that. Yeah, well, no, the hormones is a little extreme. But
no, I agree. It is. Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, it's a lot different than, hey, what?
Before, from people that own, that's kind of one of the reasons why you're not really allowed to have pet monkeys anymore, I think.
No, you have to get, like, crazy licensing.
All kinds of permitted, like, keeping, keeping, like, circus animals. Like, they were, and it was going all wrong.
It gets really weird, yeah. Speaking of really weird, Honey Boo Boo and Family are returned.
That's right. Oh, that is the definition of fancy.
They were born plain white trash, and they still are.
And they stayed that way.
But you know what? She went out and made them some money.
Oh. TV darling, whose real name is Alana Thompson, is returning to...
Why would you call her Boo Boo?
Because Honey Boo Boo, child. The reality TV family, a recent post from her official Facebook page, which has over 1 million fans, says she is, quote, excited about the new show, which will air in December. Let's read the post. She was asking if we're going to be back on TV. The answer is yes, and it will be very soon. It will not be... It will not be was teal. We were told with people on Tuesday. I will be able to get out more details soon, but we are excited as it will be airing starting in December, but it will not be here comes Honey Boo Boo. It will be real and unscripted like we have always ever been, and that's the only kind of TV we believe in, and we want you all to see the true side. There's no punctuation, I swear. I thought I could do the whole thing. I practiced and practiced. Where was I? Unscripted, like we've always been, and that's the only kind of TV we believe us. Hope everyone has a great Halloween, and don't forget to turn back your clock. Hashtag reality TV, hashtag awesome time, hashtag awesome fans, and we want to say thanks to our fans that have stuck by us and continue to support us through
Finn.
And we appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Okay.
So on to like ABC on Wednesday, although they cheated on Modern Family and showed a pretty funny repeat, but a repeat. Modern Family, I just said, was a repeat.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and the woman that they hired to play Dre's mom, the mm-hmm. Anthony Anderson, I think is his name.
Anthony, yeah.
And he was just there because, mm-hmm. so he had to leave for a couple episodes, but they liked the idea of having a grandparent in the house, and they found this woman, and she's famous. Look her up. She's famous on her own, right? She's been around for a long time. His character is currently on television as Dre's mother. So goddamn funny, talking about the heresy and the devil worshiping of Halloween, and she's handing out Bibles to trick-or-treaters.
Oh, Jesus.
But the Blama, Michelle, a secret service, the oldest son was a secret service agent. The two daughters were Sasha and Malia.
Mm-hmm.
Am I close?
Very good.
Oh,
you actually
and
got
then
it.
Were spot on funny. The episode was hysterical. It was so well done, and it's like that show's just hitting it out of the park. And now they're getting controversial, like they're doing the N-word. Like this year, they're really doing some crazy stuff, but still, it's still very funny. And the Goldbergs did how the mom makes every costume into the star of the show. So goddamn funny, and she doesn't want her kid to go out trick or treating alone, even though he's old enough because she's still a pretty big razor, to shave your legs with, into a candy bar to show that razors can be in candy bars. And she goes around the whole town stealing everyone's candy.
Oh,
there was some funny... I haven't seen a funny Halloween episode on a show since, like, I think Roseanne. Modern Family does pretty good, but it's been since Roseanne, since the show really did. Oh, my God, that Black-ish. They are hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, I kind of binge on that one because it's a nice, like, 30-minute, like...
Yeah, and you can go through, like, three or four.
Hello,
they're not...
Hello,
yeah.
Hello.
Not contiguous, if you will.
I have two things to bring up that I am surprised did not come up anywhere else.
Oh, well, please.
One, and I had sent you a link to it, but you obviously chose not to do it. But I think I understand why, and I didn't read. You would have brought up something with regards to the big outcry about getting Raven Simone off of The View.
ABC said no.
And then they're like, oh, no, we're going to keep her. I now realize why. I mean, they're talking about it. The rating. We're getting buzz out of this crazy bitch.
Right, yeah.
So they're going to keep her, right? Is that basically the end of that whole story?
Yeah, there was nowhere to go with that.
Okay.
There really wasn't because, like, the show's doing so bad. Become unwatchable. Like,
I think it is. It's painful.
Like, I fast forward. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to watch it. And then, like, I watched Mondays because I wanted to see the...
Mm-hmm.
And I maybe watched 2.5 minutes because I'm like, 57 minutes of this is unwatchable.
Not okay.
The other one you sent me was that you can now stream Broadway shows. You can't. What you had to do was go down to the comments.
I did not look at
everyone's
further.
Been saying this, and it's what Bravo was originally supposed to be for, was to bring you somewhere in the Lincoln Center Performing Arts Museum, every show that's ever been performed on Broadway has one archival performance taped that you can watch. Trip to Lincoln Center that I did my entire time at Lincoln Center. Mm-hmm. I had so much to do. I missed the museum.
I feel like we're going
to
need a smoking drunken monkey.
Yeah.
A four-year-old to be a lookout and a getaway driver. We need to go.
We need to go. Oh. And I have to tell you that because...
And Nicolas Cage, because why not?
And I know I've talked about this, that a couple years ago I went things that I do when people aren't around. I've never been to Lincoln Center, and I want to know, like, where is it? What's going on? Mm-hmm. What do we have going on here? Columbus Circle. I always go this way. A left turn at Columbus Circle, and you're at Lincoln Center. I was always 5 feet away from it, but I did a film festival. I did the Broadway experience. I saw War Horse. And then they had the off, and it was one with Sigourney Weaver and David Hyde Pierce.
Oh, it was,
fabulous cast.
Masha Spike and...
It's the, Sasha, Mika, and Spike, or whatever it was. Yeah. Entire time at the Lincoln Center that I ran out, like, it's one little area of New York City, and I could not, with a week, I couldn't do the whole
thing. Couldn't leave.
Oh, I like, honestly. So it's there, but I guess this website that they're talking about only has, like, movie clips of Broadway shows. And, like, the stuff that they're advertising, they say they have stuff for Wicked, but they have nothing licensed. Boards, as they say, it's not available.
Okay, so then the second one, and I don't think I sent this. I just snagged it and read a little. I did not vet any more of this story, but we've all heard of, done this on other different websites over at the Anonymous Group. This week was supposed to start outing all governmental senators of the KKK.
Oh, I thought they were doing all members of the KKK. I didn't know they had made it specific.
Well, no, but in that are those people. So the first round, I guess, or the first leak of, oddly, all Republicans in the Senate. But one of them is like, you can check everything on me. I don't know why they have my name. There are multiple names in there, and I didn't know if either one of you had heard anything about that. I think you're kind of behind the eight ball on this, Kat, because you said you really hadn't seen much in the news.
Climbed out from under a pile of...
Heard something else about this.
I had heard about it, and it kind of... Another one, it fell without fanfare. Like, they released the names, and I don't think anyone thought, he's a member of the KKK. I thought they're like, of course he is. Released with his first round was like, everyone was like, well, he's a racist pig. Of course he's got a white robe on. Like, I didn't think there was any real surprises in there.
Oh, no, but I think I want to say he was the mayor of a city. I mean, it wasn't all senators and congressmen. I think he was the mayor of a city, and all of a sudden he shows up as...
Who said completely false, I've never had an affiliation with the KKK.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that I read earlier. But I didn't know if anybody... I had not researched this any further.
It never came up again. I was following that pretty... Like, it kind of like...
Fizzled out.
They released it, and nothing came of it.
I just was curious to know if there was any more to it. I didn't know, and that's why I thought you... Oh, and the other... Again, this was a Rachel Maddow story this week, and I thought it was a fantastic story. And whoever writes for her and...
I believe it's Rachel Maddow.
Well, put it together so wonderfully. She told the story of this city. And again, I've saved the story. And if you haven't seen it, we'll watch it after this show. Because the way she stages it and gets you to... It's the story about a... I don't know what capacity he was within the city. If he was just a city manager, or there was an entire scandal that came out about him that he was caught in the back alley of a nightclub with a male prostitute having sex. Mm. Because this entire scandal, the whole reason that this scandal blew up was he masterminded it, wrote all the press releases and emails, put it out himself. Why? Got caught boinking another member on the same panel in the same city or the same state, whatever the fuck it was.
So he thought a gay scandal
would be bigger and worse.
Him actually.
So when the story broke that, you know, oh my God, the story, which he's got, like, he's married, got a family of four, whatever the hell it is. The story, the plan was that he'd be like, well, everybody, him banging the blondie that's sitting four seats down from him in the same Senate seat or whatever. They're like, oh, well, it's a lie. There's no way. Well, it all blew up in his face because the public relations guy recorded all of it.
Oh.
And the recording surfaced, and it has him talking and talk about this entire thing. Well, so they both get outed, right? Or kicked out of whatever.
If you're not in America, please find the story. It's a delight.
So then they get kicked out, right? Election season comes back around. What's happening? Both of them running for the same seat again. It was just cracking me up. This whole story was fantastic.
And Nat is watching John Oliver in India.
Very,
very pleased. John and Bill Maher touched on this briefly, that he was like, take a peek. Like, this is fucked up shit.
Mm. on last Sunday's CBS Morning Show. It was very interesting about him and how his show's put together.
I'm so appreciative of all the things you're watching while you're drinking all this coffee. Like, you're making all good life choices.
About the shows.
Yeah.
But that's Rachel fair. Maddow is just entertaining to me completely.
All right, so bullshit on what?
Wow, wasn't prepared for that.
I know, that's the way it works.
Bullshit on the all. And it sounds like it's an easy cop out, but I think the bullshit on what you hadn't even heard about this list of requirements for this.
Damn it, that was half the list. I haven't bullshit. Heard
the list.
Let me.
Well, Cal, can you? He's kind of easy to Google the list. There are like 13 things that they're like.
Yeah,
we want yellow Skittles only, and it's 67 degrees, and we get to pick the
screen.
No, and no shots from the back, no side shots, only straight on shot. There's all these other little requirements about it, and it's just like, really, that's a lot of bullshit. You're I don't know. And then the conservative talk show host, the Limbaughs of the world, Sean Hannity, and all these other people, they want them to moderate it because why would anybody else ask them questions other than who's saying the CNBC thing wasn't a bit of a debacle? I'm just saying.
Why would you,
if you're only going to be thrown softballs from, which to their point, they're saying that the liberal media is throwing softball.
But then you had to watch Obama. Obama was a riot today because Obama has don't give a fuck syndrome.
That was very funny about his comment. Did you see that?
Negative.
Oh, so
Obama,
I got in my car and I came here.
Let's see if I can find this right quick. Obama quote.
And then you have no idea. We are a fucked up mess. So Obama's out stumping, and now he's not really fundraised for yet.
Yeah.
He will start aggressively soon, and the whole machine's going to turn on. Are you about to play it?
Keep going.
He'll go balls to the wall when they pick an official nominee. And I think Biden will. I think Sanders will, if that doesn't tell you how I'm leaning. But I think everyone's going to go balls to the wall because they have that machine behind. But Obama's just giving speeches now, and he's just kind of giggling his way through them. It's a little disrespectful, and I get the Republicans saying, like, serious stuff is going on. Obama's laughing, but Obama's laughing.
You're the punchline, dummy.
Here it comes. The funny thing about it was I was impressed because there wasn't even prompters on this. He was purely off the cuff with how he did this. Here we go.
They occupy, seems. According to them, everything was really good in 2008 when we were going through the worst. Unemployment and uninsured rates were up, and we were hopelessly addicted to foreign oil, and bin Laden was still on the loose. This apparent... up. I messed it up. And immigrants and taxes and deficits, all... everything up.
Let me find the actual spot in this where he makes the joke, because this is all leading up to it. I didn't realize this was like a 5-minute clip. But
he's having that much fun. And this is not, is just Obama has somewhere to go and talk.
Right.
And he's just kind of poking the bear, like, just to rile them up.
Well, sure.
God, it's such a tough time for America. Mm. Like,
let's see if this is it. Let's see if
this. And it turns out they can't.
Oh, here we go. Hang on.
Into the Senate chambers to show that there's still snow and that climate change isn't happening. I am not making that up. That's what happened. I was going to quote Kanye, but I can't because there's a family audience. But it's Cray. True on foreign policy. I don't want to keep on going, but have you noticed that every one of these candidates say, Obama's weak in his face. When I talk to Putin, he's going to straighten out. Just looking at him, he's going to be, and they can't handle a bunch of CNBC moderators.
That's a good joke.
That was fantastic.
I mean, it's just so light or number. Like,
I can listen to him speak all day, all night. I could go back and listen to speeches. I could go to the future and listen to speeches. Obama can talk
stuff on that. Did you have anything that you specifically want to call bullshit on, or no at this point?
My overall preparation for the show.
I'll permit it.
how much we can plug into something that was invented when TVs were this big and you had one of them.
Yeah. The clearly
and you
inferior
gathered
round
it.
Yes.
Available.
To- with flat
now
panels.
You gather them around me. I'm surrounded by big screen TVs.
Gather ye your
it should be like my porn.
All right, so
don't I get a bullshit?
Oh, I thought you were going to bullshit the same as me.
All right. All right. No, but I just want to expand the network that used to be called the financial someone or other. You're on
CNBC.
Something, the networks of NBC and Universal, who already had a bias towards, like, I don't think NBC suffers from that, just the way I don't think that Fox News local suffers from Fox National.
Right.
From Fox News. Like, I think there's a difference. What they say about you right here, like, served as 8 years as the governor, like, you're going to be in charge of that. You get to control the temperature. People are... Time. Hillary just made it through a whole
11-hour
Benghazi hearing full of bullshit. She kept her cool. She didn't sweat. The hair and the makeup held up. Mm-hmm. She proved to be... ultimately presidential through this thing.
Calm
and
down.
Sang a little karaoke in her townhouse. These 10 clowns, with the exception of Fiorina and Christie, who said anytime, anywhere, they took the right tack on this one.
Oh my God, that's what he said in The American President, too.
Yeah.
The movie with Annette Bening.
Yeah, anytime, anywhere. It's a great line. You just can't do without it. But it really was handle Putin when a CNBC interview makes you whine like a bitch, Mr. Carson.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Carson, we're going to need to talk about that Noah's Ark out of run for president.
What?
What did you feed the lions, Mr. Carson?
Well, that and if you look at all the pictures depicting the Ark, two male lions are boarding. Woohoo!
You got like 10 months of good butt sex. But now as you're watching, there's some...
They're great!
Oh, delicious! There is, whenever I see tiger balls or lion balls, I'm like, oh, man.
I did.
Wait, how did we get to lion
balls?
Due
to my stammer.
I was
both
Googling.
Males.
Because they're not permitting any back views of the people in the GOP.
So they're swinging around. I got lost on lion balls and I never came back.
You did. It goes... We'll see if we can get through this
famous
final...
Famous last
while
words.
I pee, I swear.
We'll see if we'll make it through this final segment. Okay?
Where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow. Which is not hard to do. While fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Oh, at the studio with our question for the evening.
I was proposing a nitty gritty dirt band esque, like, with you and me go peeing in the dark.
Wow, that was a stretch.
It was a lot, but it worked. It made me all laughing.
Was that a nitty gritty dirt band song?
Fishing in the dark, I think.
I'm going to have to look
that. You
know
what? I've done a whole lot of making shit up tonight, so
well,
maybe not.
It's all right. You fit right in at the GOP debate. What was it called?
Fishing in the
dark. What's our question?
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know where
we
are.
We went off on a whole different tangent.
All right. So, as we're talking about presidents and balls to the wall and everything, like, what was the second where you were aware of, like, what the president could do, good or bad? Like, where in your lifetime was your first, like, oh, he's the president? Like, you.
Wow. I don't know if it's come yet. I feel like I might not have had it yet. I don't know. I think
that is a good question. But
I feel like it was fancier than we were expecting.
Much fancier than I was expecting. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Not
the first time I remember, but I think that's the first one I've talked that I ever kind of identified.
And he has a moment where
like,
I mean,
oh, hey, the president, because there was
a
like a big
moments.
Portrait of him. There was almost a shrine. I don't know. I lived in Utah.
Then it was a shrine. It wasn't almost.
Probably right.
Clearly. We were full on shrine.
I'm pretty sure there were candles on the floor.
Yeah.
Probable, like, recognizable president, but that's just an age thing. I think the first time that I paid attention.
Good or bad. It can
be
either way.
No, I think it was saying. It was probably Clinton, but I don't know what it was. I just know that I, like, thinking about it off the cuff, like, that's the first time that I'm like, oh, turn down the radio and stop smoking the weed and look at the TV and what is this guy saying?
Okay.
When I think back, I agree with what you're saying. Like, Reagan to me, and I've talked about this, I watched all of it. It was just mesmerizing to me. Granted, I don't come from the same, you're just a couple years older than me, but because of where you grew up, Missouri, we didn't have all this awareness of things that, in the Midwest, you didn't get it. You got more of it in the bigger city.
And I had a little bit more politically active friends' mothers.
Sure. So I
like my parents were just Democrats, and that was the end of the story. Mm-hmm. But my politically active and like was like drilling at home, like, you will be politically active.
So,
like,
I didn't really get all of that influence. However, I remember Carter being president and him. But anyway, I think one of the times that I remember was I was paying enough attention. Former Vice President George Herbert Walker was when he did the "Read My Lips, No New Taxes,"
mm-hmm.
and then I forget how much time passed. I remember being like, "Well, wait a minute, how do you say one thing and do another?" I remember being kind of baffled by that, but then not understanding the whole
thing. I thought, wait a minute, a promise here.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I remember being younger and thinking that. And then from there on, I didn't really pay a lot of attention, even in the Clinton stuff, I didn't pay a lot of attention. And it really is probably in about the past 15 or so years that I've really started to pay more and more attention. And it's really ramped up, oddly, a lot more in the past 3 years. It's really ramped up a lot.
Into politics.
Because in 12, when we started the show, in April of 12, we were sure as shit coming right into a big political season. Well, like, we were already in the throes of a political season in April of 12. Me and him sitting in that studio. Mm-hmm.
And then, you replace.
I didn't know anything. Katie June in the place of Buddy.
I knew nothing about what you guys were really talking about that much. And then what a fucking game it all is now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
not really
political
boring.
Political theater in the toilet, as I always say.
Yeah, it's not as boring as a lot of people might think it is. So that would be my. The no new text. Wait a minute.
Oh, and Marina is listening.
Oh,
okay.
And she brought up the one that I thought would come up, I thought would be yours, would be Mr. Gorbachev's.
Ooh, Harrison, that's a good one, too. We'll talk about that in a minute.
And Marina also brings up the Space Shuttle Challenger blowing up. Times that I kind of got what a president does.
The calming of a nation.
It kind of like, okay.
Because that was under Reagan's watch.
I don't remember a president, like, in conjunction with that. I remember being taken to the library to watch the Challenger go up.
Right.
And seeing it explode and going, wait, what?
But they didn't show.
And then hustled back to class.
Was it later? Was
we were
it,
little.
It was later that the national television had made the, when Reagan came on and made the speech about that. Was it that night or was it the afternoon? Do you remember?
I don't remember when. I just remember
when the Challenger exploded.
Oh, the Challenger was a little bit later in the day.
I think it was that same day.
If not the next morning. If not even. That was very early in the day, though, because.
Right,
because
they always launched early in the morning.
I was in the driveway.
I'd have been 8 years
old. I was literally shoveling the driveway at my parents' house. Or outside. I don't want to say shoveling the driveway. No, I was shoveling. It was like January or February. And I said something really shitty and sarcastic to my dad when he opened the door to, like, say something to me, like, slave labor or like, oh, the humanity.
January 28th, 1986.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the frozen tundra. But, and I remember saying something very shitty to my father when he opened the door and him following up with, "The shot is shoveling the driveway." Not realizing what he meant. But I remember that being such a big moment with my dad and I sitting there watching that. And I was home because of a snow day. I just remember being very snowy that day.
It's a big deal because elementary school kids, like, around the world, because that was the one.
But we were off because of
same,
snow.
Just for history purposes, same day, January 28th, 86, he actually was scheduled.
Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd planned to speak tonight to report on the State of the Union, but the events of earlier today have led me to change those plans. Today is for mourning and remembering. That's how he opened.
We never finished shoveling the driveway, and all cars stopped at wherever I was done shoveling the driveway that day. But I was home for a blizzard. It was early. It was early New York time.
Not 7:30. 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was early enough, and that's when it was time to shovel the driveway because it had been snowing all day. So we needed to get ahead. And I was seriously screaming at him, elated about using his children as slaves,
gotcha.
And him saying the shuttle explode because we had seen it. If you don't remember from me saying from previous. Episodes, we were in Cape launched, and I was there to watch the shuttle be driven. I think it was driven from Edwards Air Force Base or somewhere in California to. No, well, they they flew it on the back of something, but then it was driven on a specialized road, mm-hmm. and it came on a flatbed truck, mm-hmm. and it was... Mm-hmm. But there was something wrong with the heat shields, which went wrong with Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when I was in Cape Canaveral in 1980, during the Miracle on Ice and all that shit.
Gotcha.
As I was too, but he
sure
paid attention, and I was busy worrying about that in the summer.
So we've got hers and mine, and yours was?
Mine was...
just...
I was alive when Johnson was
pregnant. Didn't we just talk about
God damn it. I forget I was alive for one more president than the rest of you motherfuckers.
Wait. When was the...
69. You're Nixon.
Right, I'm only Johnson. Nixon. God. Okay, my bad.
And Harrison will say she's Carter. So I'll just help her out with that one. You know what? My answer is going to be slightly different. I would have Gorbachev mm-hmm. teared down that wall. I really think that would have been my moment. But the one that I remember more clearly, when the plague and everything is in Clinton's inaugural speech that he said gets to the table. And it was just such a moment of, after all the like denial and not even denial, just not acknowledging what had been lost, that he was like talking to, or whatever it was, January of 93. It really kind of brought it home of like, okay, the president can't do much, but he just set a tone that Reagan and Bush couldn't do. Like, but in saying something, because he's kind of a figurehead, basically, except for the veto power, it's kind of a figurehead.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of said, we're all members of society. And I was like, well, you can't do anything about it, and we're going to end up with the Defense of Marriage Act and Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and a lot of horrible things. At least acknowledged us that we were a voting bloc and everything like that. And I, Harrison, where did I?
You said Harrison's going to say Carter was her first president.
I was actually.
Oh no, I was just
I was
saying that
actually
she,
born under Carter.
I was just saying that she might say she's a little younger than me. I don't think she's an asshole. I think she's
10,000.
I think the problem is Al thinks like, asshole's
no,
a compliment.
Wait till I say something really shitty about somebody. I don't want to get defensive about something that was just saying
in passing.
That you're probably going to make yourself, not by Carter years. So that would be the one that does it. But I have to, oh, since Harrison is going to like besmirch my name, she has this funny 16 years ago.
Oh.
So you decide, but nothing, you can't ever put real math to it. It's either 6 years ago or 16 years ago. So as you get older, it's a hand years ago, or 26 years ago, it was never gonna give you up. Rick Astley is like, that's 26 years ago that Rick Astley was a hit. So Harrison would say, that's math. You just make it 16 years ago, and it's vague enough to get you by. So.
But specific enough to be believable. Oh. I think it's brilliant.
It's
I know.
It's
and
very...
I forget already apologized.
She'll get there.
Can we wrap up this dog and pony show?
Isn't that funny? Six or 16 years. Just figure it out.
Just a decade.
California. She kept whipping that out, and then finally we're like, we just give in. We'll just do 16 years.
We'll just do 16. Doesn't matter.
Welcome to YouTube, or welcome to getting kicked off YouTube.
Well, what about a Honda portable generator and have ourselves self-sustained?
We're going to find out about peeing in the dark.
You and me going to pee it in the dark.
It's all right.
Because that's smoky.
We'd like
section.
To thank all of you for joining us on the new YouTube channel. Everybody in the chat room and from around the world. By the way, there will be no recorded show of this on the video portion because
at all.
You can send
which
a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Because I think it was still recording while the power was.
I'll have to edit that off.
We have like two minutes.
We will
see you next Tuesday. Good night, everybody. Harrison, you know I love you. Shut up.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.